want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to... You're gone. Don't call me again.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. And here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most poppies in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You should do it because women find that the penis
looks more attractive when it's been circumcised.
Oh!
Fantastic.
Meanwhile, Larry goes, really?
Penis, penis, penis.
Lots of that.
Hello, Don of my show. What about Willard Scott? You think he's circumcised?
Who can tell? I don't. How could you tell? Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps, up top and down there looks the same.
I think Willard Scott is circumcised.
I think you're probably right.
Word on the street is that Willard's been neutered.
So. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, Bobby.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I'm calling from Iowa City, Iowa.
Hi there.
You guys got a bunch of listeners here. You guys are kick ass.
Thanks.
I was wondering if you guys had any update on Lutard, and who are you guys going to have yell out your names at, like... on, like, TV and stuff now?
I'd be glad to address that. First, the update on Lutard is... Hey, like that, Mike?
For your press conference.
Yeah, I like it. Lutard is history. I don't want his name mentioned on the show anymore.
All right.
Oh, please, Don.
He's dead to me. Is he dead to you, Mike?
Yes, he's dead to me.
How about you, Buzzy?
Oh, long time, yes.
Very dead. And Robbie?
In dead, long time.
Mid dead, long time. Me think you dead, long time. He did call Charles Broyhill at the end of Friday's episode to find out if we were just kidding with him or not.
I don't think anyone would translate that conversation as a kidding kind of conversation.
And Charlie said he even had the gonads to call him today.
Mm-hmm.
And Broyhill just blew him off. So, no, Lewis is out of here. And as far as getting somebody else to scream out our names, it's very spontaneous, sir. If we come across somebody, we'll use them, but if not, we'll live without it.
And we do continually. You know, people surface. It's just the way the show goes.
It'll happen when it happens.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
You can tell there was a disappointed listener right there. Great. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Thanks. I didn't get the screen. That's why my radio is up. Sorry.
That's okay.
The comment that you guys made about circumcised or not circumcised.
Yes.
From a woman's point of view, no penis looks good. It doesn't matter. That's why we put them in our mouth, just to get them out of our sight.
Pardon me? Let me buy that again. From a woman's standpoint, no penis looks good?
No.
What are you, a lesbian?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely.
I must tell you,
I have heard
that is not necessarily true.
They're not attractive to look at.
No, that's your perspective, but I think there are women that...
You've never seen mine, then.
Or mine.
Mine is very pretty.
Let me tell you something. I think many women actually, that's the whole thing about attraction. They do find that part of the body attractive.
Hell, mine's got a personality.
It sucks, right?
Mine will step up and ask you, how you doing?
We catch that one good eye?
Very outgoing.
You know, for somebody who says they're not attractive, you sure have all the jargon down.
I love what they can do, and I love what I can do to them, but they're just not.
Yeah, you love it.
Why doesn't Playgirl sell like a whole bunch, and why aren't male reviews popular with women?
No, because women don't buy that kind of stuff as much as men do.
Oh, come on.
It's true.
Is
no, they don't.
It's because we're not visually stimulated.
No.
Frankly,
women love penises. Penis.
Call Frida and ask her what her opinion is.
Listen, I got Frida's opinion last night about 10 o'clock, if you want to know the truth, okay?
Go, boy.
Right?
Good for you. We must have heard you yelling in Herndon last night, then. That's what we heard when you
and
were yelling.
She said to me last night, a direct quote, your penis is so pretty.
That's nice.
No, she didn't say that. Of course she didn't.
But it's true. Penises are nice. Like I said, I love what they do, and I love what I can do to them.
Well, I don't think you're necessarily, I don't think you speak for the majority of women.
I just don't think they're real human.
Well, sure, that's okay. That's your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to hang around some prettier penises.
That's right.
Well, I've not been with a wide variety of
penises.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing, too. But I guess the one you're, are you married?
I'm getting married in February.
You're getting married.
Okay. You got to shop around a little bit, then.
I'll be 30 in 2 weeks. I'll be calling back for my birthday. Spanking, but I have been around the block a couple times. I've been married before.
Ah.
Unfortunately.
How many guys have you been with?
I've been with seven.
Only seven?
Well, I'm a Catholic girl.
Well, there's 200 and...
Can you see how many times I had my mouth on one?
There's... Over 200 million guys in this country, so that's a very small percentage that you've checked out, like 7 out of 200 million.
I didn't say that I only seen 7 out of 200 million. I only slept with 7.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I couldn't count.
You know what? Now I've concluded you're lying to yourself.
Yes, you are.
You're attractive. You think it's the most attractive thing in the world.
Like, you know what it is? I just want to see yours.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Well,
it is, Mike. I've had this fantasy ever since you worked at WAVA. I just have to see yours before
You know something? In the desk up in the office, I've got a bunch of postcards, and I'll send you one right away.
That's our new publicity picture.
That's right.
Me and Mike with our flies on Zoom.
We'll get it right out to you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. All right. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Is Buzz there?
Yes, he's here.
Buzz, you okay today?
I'm all right, sir. Thanks for asking.
Buzz, I wanted to ask you, what did you think of that Simpsons last night?
Well, I thought it was kind of inside, but I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Are they running out of ideas?
Not for my money.
Do you think Bart should grow up a little bit taller?
No.
I mean, you know, it's like they're totally... Now they need celebrities to get them going.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. It's
TV. Let me put you on hold. Buzz, you can take this call off the air.
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on a second, please.
Frankly, too many questions for me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how can you do that to George, man? Circumcise him?
Well, it's not like I had any choice in the matter.
Fire hose on the line. Fire hose on the line.
But just think how much, when you whip it out at the beginning of the show, if he wasn't circumcised.
Oh, right. Hell, it would go all the way up to Vermont.
Yeah, it would impale Junior and Sis.
Probably would. But I'll tell you this. If I had been given a choice, I probably would choose to do it.
Yeah, it's more sensitive that way.
No, I don't know about that.
That's what I heard. It's 40% more sensitive.
I just want to say that I think most windbreakers do a much better job when the hood is down.
The other way, I think, would be gross. Now, I've never seen, you know, unlike that lady, yeah. I have not seen... A lot of the male appendage.
I have not either, but I certainly have seen the fire hose.
I've never seen that.
I've seen a fire hose before.
Yeah. Gross.
And I think that, you know, the helmet's better than the fire hose. It's just my opinion.
Get yourself a nice Nazi down there.
And that is the helmet.
Like we're in a German helmet.
Absolutely.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello. Can I talk to Donna Mike?
Here's a young man. Tell me something. How old are you, little boy? How old are you, little boy?
I'm not a little boy.
Turn your radio down, and how old are you?
Turn your radio down.
This is why youngsters are not allowed to call.
Turn it down. Mm-hmm. How
old are you? Turn it down, you little bastard.
Turn your radio down. I am.
It's... You are... All right, you are 16. You're too young to be calling this show.
You have to wait till you're 18 to call this show.
Hi.
Did you hear what we said?
Yeah, this is it. Cut my... Here.
Talk to who?
I am circumcised.
And who are you?
I am someone with a circumcised penis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Hello, Dot of my show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi there.
They don't have the parental lock on their radio.
Hello.
Welcome back, Buzz.
Thank you.
And I also like to call, instead of a fire hose, call it the old anteater.
All right,
anteater.
Thank you,
sir.
Take care, guys.
Here's my fire hose, yeah.
Bye-bye. Okay. You're circumcised, right, Buzz?
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Dot of my show.
How you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, what was it that Buzz had? What kind of surgery?
Colon surgery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, colon cancer?
No, not cancer,
just colon surgery.
I got to go in for a hemorrhoidectomy.
Yeah, well, good luck.
I hope it all comes out.
Why did your voice sound so weird at the beginning there? Why did it sound like...
You had, like, candy in your mouth?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Do you, you ever get one of those, like, phlegm bubbles in your throat, and all of a sudden you start talking like...
Hello? Donna Mike Show.
Hi, yes, may I speak to Donna Mike?
Yes, you're talking with us right now.
Hey, boys.
Hi there.
Hey, I just want you to know that I think if I was with a man who was uncircumcised, I'd have to throw up.
Yeah, me too.
It would be absolutely disgusting.
I think if I was with a man, I'd throw up.
It's been a long time since, you had at one point that 75% gay thing happened.
Yeah, it's gone way down, Mike.
I know. It's a fantasy football do that.
Of course, what with the Wizard of Oz being re-released at home?
Yeah, couldn't go back up.
It's going way up there again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, Don, Mike, and Buzz.
Of the $5 million that movie made this weekend, mm-hmm. How much do you think is Charles Stossel? You think at least $1 million?
At least $1 million. Yeah.
Probably $1 million, too. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think of the name Stereo Pharaohs as a rock band?
I think it sucks.
Oh, really? What would you use?
Circumcised penis. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking with us.
I am?
Yes. Oh, Christ. Yes.
Yes, are you listening to your radio right now?
No, I'm not. It's off.
All right. Well, then you're talking to us now that we've established that.
Oh, wonderful. Don's name is George?
Yes, that's his name.
Well, that's fascinating. I was just trying to figure out how many guys have named theirs George, since I'd named mine George, too, a long time ago.
A copycat. Would George be, I guess you'd have to take a survey to find out if George is a popular name for it.
It would be a good survey, yeah.
What's yours name, Mike?
Mr. Happy.
I stole that from Shadow Smith, the guy we used to work.
How about you, Buzz?
Mine doesn't have a name.
Oh, come on. Yes, it does.
No, really. I've never, neither myself nor my wife have ever referred to it by any name. I should point out, and I think you do, too. I mean, I have a variety of names for it, you know, as far as Mr. Happy, Little Mike, my friend, you know, that type of thing.
I go with George. Standard.
You use George all the time?
George.
It's the best name.
How you doing, George?
Talk to George.
Doing fine.
How about you, Robbie?
Elvis,
of course, Elvis.
Elvis is dead, though.
Elvis,
that accounts for the sideburns.
You're right about that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, boy. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, what up? You know who it is.
Hey, Philly.
What's up, money?
Hey.
Hey, I want to first of all apologize for not making it out there to the, you know, the Las Vegas show the last time something earthly came up, right?
That's all right, Philly.
Hey, but as far as I'm concerned about the circumcised thing,
yeah.
I'm telling you, the uncircumcised brothers out there, they got to keep this way more cleaner than we do, because I'm circumcised and proud of it, boy.
They were discussing that on the Today Show today. They said that the
needs a lot more maintenance.
The uncircumcised ones are a lot cheesier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they got to pull that thing.
Yeah, now, you know, who knows what can get in there? You know, pull it back, find a praying mantis in there.
What do you, do you have a name for yours, Philly?
Mine is just called him Phil and the D's Nuts.
Speak white, Phil. What is it?
Well, I call it Phil and D's Nuts.
Phil and D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Goodbye, Philly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yes, I got a name for it to discuss with Don and Mike.
No, it can't be a generic name. It has to be the name that you have for your thing.
I have it.
What is it?
Russell, the love muscle.
Yeah, but, you know, there are lots of names, generic names for it.
We want guys that really have named their things.
Pet name, like it's your pet.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I named mine Half.
Half?
Yeah, my wife says it brings her happiness.
Hap.
Hap. I thought you said half, like H-A-L-F, like half-breed.
Hap. We used to have a TV guy called Hap Richards, and now I know what it's all about.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Mine, the throbbing python of love.
Yeah, see, that's another one of those generic names for, you know, for peni.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, they were talking this morning on the Today Show about how it's virtually painless.
Yeah, to be circumcised.
I had my 7-month-old son. He's 7 months old now. Mm. He was about a month old when I had him circumcised, and he screamed like a banshee.
Oh, sure. So did Bart. I had to leave the room when it was done to Bart.
It was terrible.
The worst thing. You think about that. You have a new, beautiful baby.
Yeah.
The first thing you do, doctor, please cut into his penis.
Oh, God.
The worst. Hello. Dynamite. Hello.
Hey, I got a name for it. From an old Cheech and Chong movie, Mr. Hoo-Ha.
All right, Mr. Hoo-Ha.
Let's see, there's a little original. Hello, Mr. Hoo-Ha.
Hello. Dynamite Show. Hello. We got to do a break, much as I could spend the whole day with guys talking about their penis.
Sure.
Hello. All right, hello, Dynamite.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
My name's Oscar.
Yours is named Oscar, okay?
Yep.
Thank you. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, yeah, my ex-wife's husband.
That's all right. You can be honest. You can say your ex-husband.
My ex-wife's husband was Mr. Wrinkles.
And how did it come up, if you'll pardon the pun, that you were discussing your ex-wife's husband's penis?
When I met my current wife, it's just one of the conversations that came up.
That's how I think you know you're going to score. If, when your first conversation with somebody you're with, they talk about the penis of somebody else.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Dr. Jammit? Jam it in. Always.
Hey, thanks so much for explaining that, because we certainly wouldn't have gotten that if it was left to the bed.
You understand what I'm saying?
We understand, you idiot.
No. I was being sarcastic, you moron.
No, I didn't understand what you were saying.
Hey, you didn't understand. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just call it the killer pee.
Hey, listen, forget about this, because our audience is just too dumb. No one will really call and discuss the real names that they have.
Yeah.
Everybody has to call with their joke names for it.
Can I talk to Donna, Mike? Can I talk to Donna?
You know, it starts with a simple name like George.
Yeah? Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I have a name for that area down there. Daryl and Daryl.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. All right.
That's not bad.
All right. I'll give you that. But I want guys that, if anybody calls about this anymore, guys that have real names, not guys that have, like, joke names for their
There's a list of joke names for it, but what we want is what you refer to your own as.
The real name you give it.
You know, your pet name for it.
Because Buzz, notwithstanding,
right.
Almost every guy I got to think names. Hello?
done.
Yeah.
I got a question. You say that you saw how they did it to Bart. How, could you explain how they actually do that, how they circumcise you?
What do you think? With a butter knife.
That's what they used.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
Hi, Mark. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. I got a name, but this is my name. It's not a generic name. Henry.
Henry. All
Henry,
right.
Now there you go.
Finally.
Henry.
I mean, you know, you can't be naming your name like Muscle. What's up with that?
Yeah, really.
Oh, that was a guy trying to do a joke. Thank you, my friend. And my best to Henry.
Cool.
Tell Henry that George and Mr. Happy at Elvis say hello.
Later, guys.
All right. Thank you. We got to do a break. There are the toe tapping, touch toes.
All right.
Hey, Charlie Broyhill. That's the one guy on the staff that we haven't asked when he's got his name.
Yeah.
I come in here for a second, Charlie.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to guess Igor.
All right.
You have a name for yours, Charles?
No name.
No name?
No name.
Come on.
I'm very surprised.
I'm not alone.
No.
Really?
Really.
It's not like named Bill Cower or anything?
No. No, it's not.
Franco.
No name.
Terry.
Vince.
Hey, Vince would be a great name for a guy's penis.
Vince. Yeah.
All right, here's an idea. Why don't you name it Carlos? Your friend Carlos. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yes.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking to us.
Okay.
Do you have somebody in a well in back of you, or what? What's going on there?
My daughter's watching Barney.
In a well.
you know, the historic significance, if George Bush's son becomes the next president of the United States.
Is this a dumb joke?
It's not really dumb, but it's...
Listen, shouldn't you be tending to that child that is screaming his or her head off rather than trying to call us with some stupid joke?
No, I guess his presidency would be...
No, you know, we're not going to allow you to.
What?
No, we don't take those jokes.
Oh, that's you, man.
Ah, there, same to you.
You jag off
from that well.
God damn it. His kid's got a diaper full of poop, probably colicky, kids teething, rolling around on the floor in his or her own excrement with empty beer bottles all over, and daddy's just going, shut up, I gotta go down to my grandchild. If George Bush becomes president, shut up! I'm on the telephone.
Hi, you're not going to let me tell the joke. That's you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Buddy.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, speaking of Playboys, you guys seen the new one with Katerina?
Yes, we reviewed it.
Bueno Arbusto.
We reviewed it on last week's episode.
I was out of town. Sorry, I missed it.
We especially like the picture where she's standing on her head.
I had no idea. You know, she wears those big flowy drapey things when she's skating. I had no idea that she was that hot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
I was going to tell him a joke, but then I decided that I'd hang up.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was calling to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, meanwhile, the out-of-wedlock kids screaming, climbing up the draperies.
Swinging like Tarzan for the drapes.
Hello?
Don?
Yes, I am. Hello there.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
I was calling to tell you the name of my penis.
Is it a real name or a made-up name?
Real name.
All right, what is it?
Brutus.
Brutus. Brutus. Good name. That's you, Brute.
Fine name.
Brutus. That's what I call it.
Good name.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Good job.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I like Brute, too. You use that, you know?
Sure. Et tu, Brute.
All right. Every time you're getting ready to make love. Et tu, Brute.
If you really wanted to be crazy, you could put one of those little, you know that thing Julius Caesar used to wear on his head that had like the leaves and stuff? You put one of those things down there, too.
Brute is red day.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hello. Welcome to the hell that is taking phone calls on this show.
Happy Monday, Don.
Holy cheese and crackers. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Is this Don Mike?
Yes.
Hi. Which one of you is Boo-Boo and has a son named Bart?
Me, Don.
Don?
Yes.
My husband's name is Bart, so here's one for him. My husband calls his Mr. Good Bart.
Mr. Goodbart.
Yeah, he calls
Mr. Goodbart. All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there.
Hi.
I wanted to give you the name of mine.
Yes.
It's Wally.
Wally. Another good pedestrian name. I believe that.
It's Wally and the Bees.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that, too.
He had to. He had to. Yeah. You know, he had to do that.
Hello, Dynamite.
Oh, hi, yo. Another count.
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
Hello.
Dynamite?
Yeah.
Oh, radio guy. Just puked.
Hi there.
My name, Wally.
Some guy just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Were you going to say Wally and the Beef, too?
No, just Wally.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old one.
Just Wally.
Okay, just Wally.
Thank you.
I just want to point out, I used to love the Hollywood Squares with Wally Cox.
Yes.
He was one of my favorites, and for some reason, he just came to mind.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hi there, guys.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Great, thanks.
Well, I was dating a girl for about a year and a half, and halfway through the relationship, she decided to name both of us. And she named mine Jack and hers Jill.
That's cute.
Okay.
It's very
Hello.
Cute.
Donna Mike.
Very clever boy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I got a name for mine.
Is it a real name?
You better believe it.
All right, buddy. What is it?
Hammer and Hank.
Hammer and Hank.
Hammer and Hank.
I don't like the elaborate names.
No,
I like simple one-word names.
Just call him Hank or call him Henry for short.
Henry.
Henry. Oh, Henry. Hello, Dynamite.
Yeah, Richard Cranium.
And then the guy hangs up because he's like all proud of himself.
Sir, he shouldn't be. Sir, if you're listening, you shouldn't be.
Don't be proud.
Dynamite Show.
Don.
You should be afraid. Be very afraid.
Hello.
Junior.
Is that the name you have for yours?
Yeah, and second...
I bet that's not... You're not alone with that. I bet a lot of guys call it Junior.
Yeah, it fits. Secondly, Howie Long is.
How do you know?
He was in Playgirl about 12 years ago.
Howie Long from Fox NFL?
Yep, 10 and 12 years ago.
Did he show his thing?
Yep.
Really? I wish we had known that before we had him on the show Friday.
I tried to get through Friday, but, you know, during that segment, you guys really don't take calls.
Are you sure it was the Howie Long?
Because my lover thinks he's the greatest thing on the earth, and I remember him looking at
Man, I wouldn't think of Howie Long being the kind of guy that would do that.
Sure, it wasn't some porn star, because that'd be a great name for a porn star.
Howie Long.
No, it was definitely him. It was like 10 or 12 years ago.
You know, we'll ask Rudy Martsky about it next time we have him on the show.
Okay.
All right.
Rudy will say, yeah. Yeah, Don, that's right. I got the copy right here.
Hello. I'm just reading it with Matt Elliott. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Bobo.
Bobo, that's your name?
His nose.
All right.
Honking Bobo's nose. I think that's cute. Awesome.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
I got one for you. Yeah. My ex-wife, every time say we'd have a lovemaking session, it would be... Oh, no, it's Mr. Bill. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Okay, I'm rapidly getting bored with this now.
I think he enjoyed it. He certainly enjoyed himself. And, you know, our motto on this show, if we can make just one person happy at the expense of the rest of our listening audience, we're done. We've done our job.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my name is Wendy.
What kind of a queer name is that for your penis?
Oh, it's my wife's name. I have it tattooed on there.
Do you really have it tattooed on there?
I really do, and I went to Jamaica last year.
Wow, that's a commitment.
Well, yeah, this is a joke. Been... This is a joke.
Yeah.
I'd like to warn everybody. Go ahead, I'll let you finish, but joke on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to Jamaica, and the guy at the urinal next to me, I noticed he had Wendy on his also. I said, oh, your wife's name is Wendy also? He says, no, mine says, welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day. With a
Hey, at least he hung up at the right time.
All right. Not a mic show. In this day and age, you can't even have a serious discussion with our listeners about what they've named their penis.
What's wrong with people?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Trying to be serious.
Hello? I know you really named this Wendy. Hello?
Yeah, I got a name for
I get a welcome to Jamaica, I guess.
Have a nice day.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Todd from Wichita. We'd love to have you back, Buzz.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, I got a name for you.
Not a name, only if it's the name that you really have for your thing.
No,
it's
the
name. It's Lurch.
Lurch.
Lurch. Okay.
All right.
Very nice.
Very nice. One more call on this topic. Hello, not on my show.
Mr.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Gomez would also be an excellent name. If any of you guys are thinking about naming your things out there.
Can't either.
Gomez, you'd have to give him the last name. It would have to be... It's Gomez Adams. TV's Gomez Adams. All right, hello, Chris.
Yeah, hi.
This is Chris from Pennsylvania.
You could always just call it It, too. Cousin It.
Cousin It.
Oh. Yeah, hi.
I bet some guys are big and hairy like Cousin It, too.
Hey, you want to see Cousin It?
And then it talks like Cousin It used to do. You know,
Fester, you know, as they're not wrong as they're coming into my, you know, that Fester would work too.
Pugsley.
They all work.
Great one.
They all work.
And you got to know some guy's name is Herman Munster.
Of course.
You got to know that that's the case.
Ding. Yeah. They're all that. Hey, you know something? What were they thinking about when they wrote the Addams Family?
Yeah, really. You know, I might rename mine Fred Gwynn.
Herman?
Yeah.
That's a good name for it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Tony.
Hi. Is that your name for yours?
Yeah.
Tony.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Tony.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Excellent.
We're officially done with this topic now, I think?
Yay!
Okay. All right, please. No more calls. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where is Jeff Spicoli? I saw him earlier today near the first floor bathrooms. Is he still on campus? Anyone? Yes, Desmond?
I saw him by the food machines.
How long ago?
Right before class.
Okay. Bring him in. What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for you here. Oh, I'm done.
What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
It was like a full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
It's me, Buzz Burbank. And you know, as the newsman for the Don and Mike Show, I like to focus on the facts. And the fact of the matter is, you need to listen to the best of Don and Mike, because next week when Don and Mike come back, they're going to ask a trivia question. The answer is hidden in the best of. So listen very carefully to the best of Don and Mike, answer the question next week, and win big cash money. You have my word on it. You can trust me. I'm a newsman. My name, Buzz Burbank, and you're listening to the best of Don and Mike.
They have more than enough hair down there. Don and Mike.
We will be doing the Touchstones every hour from now until Christmas, and yes, today, the parents will be battling it out for yet another Furby.
There's nothing like parents going crazy. And I really think of all the Christmas gifts we've given away over the years, there is more frenzy for the Furbies than I've ever seen for anything else.
True. You know, hold on a second. Let me get my wife on.
Who was asking? Somebody over the weekend was asking me about another friend, you know, who said, hey, can you get a Furby?
Everybody has been asking us.
It's really, really tough.
And my mother-in-law was in town over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And,
hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweet pea.
My mother-in-law, like I think a lot of old people.
Hey! You can't tell what grandma has.
I'm not nothing what you think. Okay.
Okay.
Nothing what you think. I'm gonna say.
All right.
My mother-in-law, like many old people, is glad to be alive, and what she does every day is she gets up and she reads the obits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom does the same thing, right?
Because, you know, they want to look for people that they know
at a certain age,
are dead.
At a certain age, and it's not, you know, that old, but I mean, you actually start doing that.
True.
You know. Buzz has been doing it for, what, two or three years?
2 or 3 years now, that's right. Yeah. I mean, no, not like your mother-in-law.
Well...
And your mother-in-law, she scours the paper, then she calls people to see if they've read the other papers. You know,
right.
Just, you know, first off, they look to see if their own name is in there. And then when they figure out that they're not dead, they go, okay, now let's figure out who else we know is dead. So,
Frida, what the hell are you reading the obits for?
I read them out of interest. I like, see the little stories around the people that went, and if they were old and lived
lives,
or maybe it was tragic.
She's just trying to make her mom sound better. Oh, listen, Saturday morning, here's the point I'm getting to. We're sitting around reading the newspaper, and... And, oh, you know what your mom said to me when she was reading the op-eds on Saturday morning? She says, son?
I said, yeah.
Yeah, I like when she calls me son. Because it's like, you know, I'm her son.
Mm-hmm.
Son, do you realize that it costs $150 to have a little story put about yourself in the newspaper when you're dead?
I think she's telling you how much it costs to have your picture put in if you die.
You know, it's like I'm sitting there buttering my toast going, you know what? Why would you care if you're dead, you know? Who cares? Paid $150.
Hey, well, we got to pay for your picture when it's in there.
Right, so she's scouring the obits and giving me these.
Tina, where do I go?
Okay.
What are you doing, carpool?
Yeah, and I'm doing it at a girls' school right this second.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Ooh, baby.
Rock. So, here's the point. When they get done, my mother-in-law and my wife scouring the obits, the next thing they do is they go to the classified section.
Right.
Because they want to start looking for the Furbies. Because we're talking about the Furbies, and they're saying, how much are the Furbies going for? And you guys are giving away the Furbies on your show. Honey, what was the most expensive one that you saw on the paper this weekend when you were reading that with your mom?
$300. I don't remember the most expensive.
Man, so you saw one for $300?
Oh, there was, wasn't there like an entire column?
That was the average. That was the average was
$300. And I maintain it's still 3 weeks till Christmas that the closer you get, the higher and higher the prices are going to go on those babies.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were many ads for 300 and up. 300, 325, something like that.
And it's so quick. It's so early this year. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's crazy.
And my husband was bragging about how smart he was, you know, to get that taken care of early. But the thing is, I knew before he knew. And so that was the debate. That's what you didn't like.
No, see, the thing is not like you said to me back in August, hey, these are going to be the hottest toys.
No, but I was, because I don't bother to tell, you know, because you can't tell you anything. If I had said that to you, you would have said, I know. I mean, so I don't tell you things because whenever I tell you anything, somebody died or something's hot or there's, you know, some big crisis in the world or whatever, you say, I know.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Then many times it's like someone that calls the show. It's like, it's my job to read the newspapers, to know the news, and a lot of times, no offense, honey, by the time you tell me something, I've already known it, like for a day or two.
Well, yeah, but not you say that about everything, so that's why I don't tell you. And plus, you get your news from the same place that I get mine from, TV or the newspaper. Not like you have a hotline and you're, you know.
I have my own news sources.
And Frida, frankly, you don't get 15-minute news updates from Buzz, even when you're at home. Buzz, don't you still call Don every 15 minutes or so?
Yes.
Just to give him the very latest news.
I brought in the
Furby. Not the kind of latest news you get if you're watching headline news or CNN. Yeah. The kind of news that only Buzz is privy to.
And you know what else Buzz is great about? And I mean every 15 minutes, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., every 15 minutes, phone rings. You know what I get?
Well, Don,
temperature...
Yep, 68.
Yes.
Time,
7:15.
And if it's a real bulletin, you get the calls after 10 o'clock, too, right?
Yeah, only if something important. Like if a celebrity dies or something.
But right. Who do you think's telling Buzz these things?
You are, Frida?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, so but Frida's giving Buzz updates.
Frida. For instance.
I just keep it quiet because I don't like to brag. So I didn't say anything to you, my darling, but I told Tammy, the promotion, who's in promotions, as you know, how to get a Furby. And I don't know if that's the way she got it or not, but I was just commenting that I knew that a way
Hold
to
on.
Get them way
but
back
when,
in September.
I will give you that you gave Tammy back in September the tip-in on how to get the Furbies. But... I was the first to tell you that we should get some Furbies to give away on the show.
My mother and I were talking about our Christmas shopping, talking about it being a hot toy, and she even said to me, you should tell your husband. I said, he never listens to me anyway, so I didn't. And I just happened to be chatting with Tammy at a football game, and I mentioned it to her. Otherwise, I would have never even pursued it because, that's why I never got into it with you, because you can't tell you anything without you having this know-it-all attitude. No offense.
Well, no offense, you're wrong.
And I'm completely out of the loop. You know, Rob,
I
came in, I don't get any updates from anybody. I come in today and Rob's giving me this line of crap about the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor. Like that.
That's true.
I said, tell me another one, Rob. You know, Rob's always trying to goof on me, like make me believe stuff that's not true.
Well, honey, I said to you, I appreciate the fact that you told Tammy where she could find the Furbies.
And I'll tell you something else you didn't know about today, my darling, that I don't bother to tell you.
All right, what?
It's my half birthday.
What is it, 6 months since your birthday?
You could give me a little present.
Oh, what a bunch of crap that is.
I knew that.
3.5.
I knew that.
Yeah, honey, that is a bunch of crap.
Well, so I should get a $10 bill from your standard, down from your standard, you know, usual 20, right?
I challenge you. Really, seriously, ask me about something that you don't think I don't know, but don't make it like real news. You know, make it like lifestyle news, the stuff that I'm good at.
Bobo, I don't read the tabloids. Money, no more junk than I do. You
how much
watch
money,
TV.
How much money did the movie Psycho make this weekend?
I don't have
a prompter in front of me, but I'll tell you it made $10.2 million.
All right. That's impressive, my darling.
You're damn right it is.
That's very impressive.
You know, it's just too bad they don't have, like, Jeopardy for morons.
I know.
Because I'd be the king of that show. If they ever had Jeopardy, if they ever had, like, useless Jeopardy with really stupid categories, I'd be the king of that.
The slot machines in the casino had Jeopardy slot machines. They had a whole wall of Jeopardy slot machines. And if you got the This Is Jeopardy with the real Johnny Gilbert voice, if you got that on one of the pay lines, you hit the handle again, and it goes, and it stops on your payoff. Wow.
Well, I know more useful information. For example, when Bart says his class assignment is to draw a rectangle, I don't suggest he draw a pentagon.
Honey, I was half listening to him.
Oh, yeah.
I was half listening to him. Hey, hold on a second. Who helped him out with his math homework this weekend?
And who didn't know what a square was? What numbers were squares, had square roots?
Nobody helped you with your math homework.
I know what numbers are square roots, and I know what numbers are inverted, and I know what numbers are,
Sugar, you were saying numbers like 48 and, I don't know, 15. And you were asking him what the square root was. You know, that...
No, 25. There's a square root to 25.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, but that 25 was one of about 10 numbers that just happened to coincidentally have an easy square root. But no,
honey?
What?
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Let's see if you know this one, Miss Bright Stuff.
All right.
What was the share that King of Queens got last week?
No.
I'll tell you their share, 9.5 share.
I was going to guess
9.5.
All right, very good.
That's what I'm smart about.
Well, good. You know, when he takes that, when he majors in TV, then you will be the dad to go to for homework help.
Hey, listen, I kicked ass on that math stuff this weekend. I really did. He didn't understand about inverted numbers and rational numbers and irrational numbers. And when I was done, I am not bull-essing you. He had a down pat.
Oh, my God. I hate to see this gray. All right, I'm glad you helped him, though. That was sweet.
He had it down pat, honey.
Right,
he did.
Well, the proof will be when he gets the test back.
All right.
All right.
I'll see you later.
All right, I love you.
Nothing about what Dad...
Oh,
what did he say?
He said it had nothing about what you told him. But, you know.
The test had nothing about what I told him?
No.
Oh.
Oh, well.
All right.
Goodbye.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, and listen.
What?
Me liked that sex last night.
All right. I'm in carpool with multiple people.
I know. I'm just telling you right now.
Thank you.
Me like sex.
Goodbye.
Me like Sunday night sex.
Me like sex. That's going to be on your tombstone.
That's good. Oh, that's so good. Oh, Robbie's got some stuff here from the Washington Post.
There you go.
Here are some of the ads from today's Washington Post. I was just talking to my wife about.
Good.
Furbies. Mint in box. Hurry for your choice of colors. Limited supply. $425.
No, please. That makes me sick.
Furby. Rare. Blue eyes. $250.
Well, hey, if it's rare, that must be a bargain compared to the other one.
Sure. And then here's a guy that took out a real big ad, like twice as big as the rest, just says Furbies.
Furbies.
$395.
Yeah, without any sales pitch at all, just the, the raw materials.
Furbies and Luke Wampa Star Wars figures.
Oh, now you're talking about a product.
Hurry, limited stock.
1-800-STOSSEL.
Furbies, new in box, $600 / best offer.
Yeah, best offer. When somebody says they're not going to pay that for the Furby.
Ain't that something?
And we got them. Hey, we've got them. And you know something? You can win them. You don't have to pay that exorbitant fee.
Every day.
What's your fee?
Jerry?
What's your fee?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, going back to your ratings. I'm that discredited guy that's locked out at ABC. I just want to say ABC is still first in the phone book.
Oh, is this the guy? Aren't the ABC technicians still on? How long have they been on strike?
About 5.5 weeks, and it's getting uglier and uglier every day.
Not ugly for me. I can hold out.
Eisner, buddy.
I'm Michael Eisner. Where are my hippo boots?
Yeah. We know how we're holding out is, you know, happy bars. Happy hour bars have free food.
You know, I'll tell you this, that at first, when the ABC technicians went on strike, it was highly noticeable.
Right.
Like on Monday Night Football, they were screwing up all the time, and on the Regis show, the cameras
terrible.
Were screwing up. But now,
our lucky audience winner, forget it. I mean,
if they said, pick a number between 1 and 150, they said 22.
And then they go to a shot of the tree outside the ABC studios.
But now, the scabs that have been running the equipment,
they've learned.
They figured out.
Well, it's the company nurse doing that, you know.
Yeah, well, it's whoever's doing it, though, they actually are, you know, they're making some progress.
Improving.
You know, anything
they are.
Like that.
They are, actually. Well, they're sticking them in the trunks of cars and stuff, you know.
Now, come on, really. What's the update on the strike, really?
Basically, ABC walked out of negotiations and basically go through Christmas, forget you guys, go buy our products and, you know, give them to your kids.
Well, where do you see this going?
It's getting kind of ugly. You know, it's all about new technology. You know, like high-definition TV and all that.
What does that have to do with a bunch of guys that run the cameras being on strike?
Well, because they're saying is all the new technology will be non-union jobs.
So the guys that are coming in to run the new equipment will be non-union?
Well, actually, what's going on is the managers are doing it. The guy in accounting is, like, running camera now and things like that. But, you know, we're surviving okay.
I totally don't understand this, but I'll tell you something.
It works for ABC.
I'll tell you something about our union, the radio union.
Yeah?
It sucks.
They broke that union.
You can't say the S word. The radio union, after the American Federation of Radio and Television Artists,
it's
like the weakest union in the world. They blow.
They're not weak when it comes to getting your money, though. They'll track you down. You could be like in an igloo in Alaska.
You mean if you owe dues, not like if you've done a job somewhere and someone hasn't paid you for it.
Sure. No, but as far as dues, they'll find you. You could be in the one outpost of the world, and they'd find you. Don't you want to say something bad about the union, Buzz?
Actually, they've done a pretty good job for me in tracking down the money that producers owed to me, so I'm kind of grateful to them. They never done dick for me.
I'm already vested. I get a guaranteed monthly income from the union when I
Are you really?
Yeah.
Hey,
really?
That's great.
Yeah. This thing.
Not me.
That's great, Buzz.
I Mike just threw something at you, Buzz.
Yeah, but no.
I'm only in the union.
People think, us cameramen and editors, we get paid a lot of money, but they don't realize we work holidays, weekends, we travel around the world to the most dangerous countries you can imagine. You know.
Oh, come on. You were like a cameraman on the Regis show or something. That's not dangerous. Are you at the bottom?
No, I'm a news guy, man. I've been to 42 countries. You know the most dangerous place I've ever been? Southern Maryland.
That is the second time you've used the S word. I'm going to have
bottom of a bottle of Johnny Walker Red.
But listen, here's my thought about the union. I'm all for unions, really, because, you know, generally they're a good idea.
I'd like to say also I love my union.
However, in the radio business, AFTRA sucks. The only reason I belong to the union, we don't even work at a unionized station.
No, we don't.
The only reason I belong to the union is that so I don't get blackballed in the radio business.
That's right. And they have the power to do that, and they will flex that muscle, and they'll let you know. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's really the way unions work. And I remember when I was in college and I was working as an intern and had the shop foreman come down and give me the spiel about why I had to join the union. And it was kind of like, join the union. Or die.
Right, yeah, you have to be a member. And, like, you don't have to be in the union to work at the station that we work at now.
Right.
They all but use terrorism when I worked for Safeway to get you to join the union.
Yeah.
So you don't have to join, but
now listen,
you're guaranteed da-da-da-da-da.
Right. See, like, guys that work in grocery stores, I know guys that work in grocery stores, those are some kick-ass unions.
Oh, those unions, I mean, those people really have benefits like you wouldn't believe, and it's because of the union. And a lot of places, it's because of the union that people, you know, have the kind of jobs they have.
Not in the radio business, though. The radio business is the weakest union. This is a weaker union than Dennis Rodman, Mary, and Carmen Electra. This is one weak-ass union we got.
But Buzz is very happy about the union because you worked at a union station for a long enough period of time, and you've done enough, like, freelance stuff where you're
what they call vested, right?
And like I said, they've actually gotten me money that I wouldn't have otherwise gotten if they hadn't sent their tough guys. Their
and you will now receive a pension someday from
yes.
the union.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah, good luck living on that pension, Buzz.
Well, I know it's small, but you have to stay in it now because it's merged with SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and you guys get those.
And with those Babylon 5 checks,
yeah.
I tell you, we'll be vested in we'll be vested about 70 years after we're dead.
I'm all for the union, mm-hmm. right? I really am. But not the radio union.
That's the worst. It's worthless.
They blow. Oh, they suck. And all the, you ever been to an after meeting? Oh,
I'm even no. scared when I hear you talking like this. That's how I feel about the union. That's how I was indoctrinated to the union.
Let me tell you something. You go to an after meeting, it's a guy like Joe Krebs from Channel 4.
Yes,
he's
yes,
a guy.
That's right.
A guy like that stands up and like lectures people.
He's a big union kind of guy.
Yes, right. Yeah. Freaking dweeb. I don't know the first thing about what it's like to be in the trenches and need a union. You know what disc jockeys need unions? They need unions like if you could fire a union, should go to the station and
right.
say, you fired this disc jockey, you got to pay him for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Right now, you go to the union, you get fired, you know what they say? Pay your dues.
That's it. Pay your dues. Keep your dues up.
Pay your dues. We'll see what we can do for you.
If there's no money coming in, we still would like to get those dues from you.
Of course.
Yeah. F them. I pay him, though.
I pay him, too. Promptly.
Smart. I pay him double.
Very smart.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
This is Nick calling from Wichita.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, I am curious to inquire about the music contest you guys were supposed to have last week.
Yes, we've postponed that to this week, and we can't call it that because of practices and standards. We must call it the...
Peeing contest.
The peeing contest.
Excuse me. Terribly sorry.
Yes, this week we're going to have the peeing contest this week.
All right, very good. I'll be listening.
Okay, thanks. And I'm going to coincide it with a drug test, so I'm going to get two with one.
The aforementioned listener who will be invited to come down just for you when you're competing and have his mouth open.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys can't say pissing?
No, you can't say that. I mean, you can say it, but it's one of the seven words.
Right.
S is a word. That word is a word.
Mm-hmm.
MF.
Right. So we all get a booklet with George Carlin's picture on it.
Seven words you can't say on TV. Although it doesn't say radio, it's the seven words you can't say on TV.
That is true.
Hello.
We ever really wanted a challenge.
T, that's another one of the words you can't say.
That would be some kind of challenge, wouldn't it?
You know? Sure would.
And we probably, it would go into some kind of like, it would almost be like the impeachment hearings, and we'd probably be able to do that while it was in, in the process of getting worked out.
Not with after behind us. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, did you happen to see on HBO the Shock Video 6 this weekend?
Uh-uh.
They had some people eating a human placenta.
Mmm, yummy.
God.
Yeah. It was
okay.
Pretty sick.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Rob, I'm starved. Get me some placenta, will you, please?
Oh, God.
Get me some and get me some tomato sauce, please.
Yes.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Put some mushrooms on that, please. Hello. No salt, though.
Right.
Hello.
Of course. You're a better man than I am, man, because I know you've been close to a placenta, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
As I was.
Yes.
You see that, when you're in the delivery room.
Yes, sir. Cook it with placenta helper. Makes it like chili mac.
Little placenta helper. It's a little hand with three fingers.
Placenta mac. Let's do a break, then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife, I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No, I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things where I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
The Don and Mike Show. Putting the fun back in dysfunctional. The Don and Mike Show.
I had to go down to Georgetown today, the trendy part of D.C. downtown.
Perfect day to go down there.
M Street, a friggin' zoo,
sure.
And I'm driving along, and I'm going nowhere. It's taking me like a half hour to get maybe 8 blocks.
Right.
And I think, I've just got on a T-shirt today. and I'm a little chilly. I left the house without a coat. So I thought, you know what? This traffic's going nowhere. I'm going to double park. I'm going to run in one of these stores. I'm going to buy a sweater.
Good.
So I run in a store. I'll tell you what store it was. It was a polo store.
Okay.
Right, with the little guy on the horse.
Sure.
And I go in. I just want to get a very nondescript gray sweater, which I'm wearing now.
That's great.
So I walk in. You know me. I'm like most guys. I know exactly what I want. I go to the back. They got a big pile of sweaters.
Sure.
I pick it up. I go, that's nice.
Yeah.
Take it up front. The guy says to me, kind of a prissy guy working at the front counter, excellent choice.
That always gives me the heebie-jeebies when the, you know, when they start doing that.
You know, you could wear this
sweater with a dress shirt. Or
you could throw it over that T-shirt you have on. I said, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. And I'm just making small talk with him. You believe this traffic? I'm double parked right out there, but it doesn't matter because I'm not going anywhere. Then he says, I have an excellent choice on the price on this. I said, really? He said, yeah, it's marked down. So I said, hey, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I've already told Mike the price, and the only reason I'm going to mention this now on the radio is because I'm pretty sure that my wife is out of listening range.
This is, I think everybody has had a situation where they're backed into a corner. This is amazing.
So the thing had no price tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
How much you figure this would go for, Buzz?
The markdown price?
Yeah.
$79.
Huh. Robbie?
I wouldn't have guessed that high. I would say like 50.
50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, God.
$313.
Oh, my God.
For this sweater. Well, it is cashmere.
Oh, my God.
I see the guy ringing up $313, and here's exactly how this plays out.
Oh, my God.
Normally, I would be very embarrassed to say anything like that's a little too expensive for a sweater. I don't want to pay it. But I'm just getting up the gumption to say it when the guy turns around and he says, you're Don, right? Don and Mike show? I said, why? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys had a great show yesterday.
Then he got to be a big shot.
You cracked me up when you were talking to that fella named Betty. And it's like, at that point, I'm like, yeah, I got to buy the sweater now.
Oh, no.
I don't want you telling everybody what cheap bastard I am.
Yeah. It does look good on you.
And the $300?
I figured that.
Christ, what a ripoff.
I figured $50 for a sweater. And it's, what's it made out of? Cashmere. So if you got like a wool one, it would look the exact same way, right?
And it doesn't even have the horse on it. You know what I mean? I paid all that money and it doesn't have the horse on there to let everybody know I paid a lot of money for it.
It does look good on you.
It's very soft.
I mean, it really does look good on you.
Well, thank you.
It looks better than, well, you know, after yesterday's comments, you know, wanting to be in the room with me. I got to tell you, that looks good.
Hey, listen, for that much money, I'm going to take this thing home that I make love to it.
God.
it better do a job on me. That's all I have to say.
So you get two jerseys for that.
You get three jerseys for that.
Yeah,
three NFL jerseys for that. So that's a big secret, everybody, okay? Nobody tell my wife that. All I'm going to have to do is hide the credit card bill next month.
Do you feel any different? Does it feel any different wearing that sweater?
I feel stupid.
Feel dumb?
I really do feel stupid. When I was pulling away, I thought, I should have just told the guy, forget it.
Yeah, if you're going to spend that kind of money on something, you want it. You want somebody to know you spent that
$300 as you get a pair of slacks with it. You got pants, a nice BJ.
And it looks so cash, too, because you put it over the regular T-shirt.
Yeah, I know. So listen, nobody tell my wife.
Wow.
Also, one other thing I want to mention, that we have a jam-packed show today.
Yes, if you're stuck in traffic, as most of you are, you're going to enjoy the program. It's going to be a good Thanksgiving theme today.
Of course, Dennis Murphy coming in, dressing in his pilgrim suit. We're going to have the family of 20 up on the third floor in the conference room.
Oh,
my God.
What? Oh, no.
That's a hotline.
Uh-oh.
I'll be a man, Rob.
Okay.
Hello?
I can still hear you.
How can you hear?
I have my ways.
How can you hear? We're not on in Ocean City anymore.
I have my ways.
Hi, honey.
Hi. I'll be looking at that credit card bill.
Well, now there's no need to look at that credit card bill.
Yeah, but I'll be checking for other stuff, too. I mean, that Christmas, the birth of Christ, is just a reason for you to, you know, lose all control, isn't it?
Honey, I swear to God, I didn't know how much this would cost.
Thanks for making me have no paranoia about the upcoming holiday.
Well, you shouldn't have any paranoia about it.
All right. Okay. Thanks for reminding me once again, mistake to trust you.
Why is it a mistake to trust me? What do you mean by that?
Because you tell me not to look at the bill, and now I find...
Well, no, I did tell you. See, this
you
is unrelated.
Look at the bill, so I told her. The
hold on. I've already purchased some Christmas presents for my wife.
Right, and that's the reason you tell me not to look at the bill.
He looks great in this sweater,
Frieda. I just bought this sweater today.
Okay.
It looks great on him.
Well, I'm happy for you, Sugar Bear.
Yeah.
All right, because you can pick up Baltimore on the skip.
See, you didn't know that.
When your wife is familiar with the radio jargon and technology like that, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, well, happy holidays.
Yep, same to you. I'll just cross a couple things off my list.
Oh, come on, don't do that. I'll take the friggin' thing back tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Can't you take it back to any store that sells polo stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I bought it from that store down in Georgetown that's just polo stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure it doesn't smell like your cologne or anything. I'm sure they'll accept it right back.
Well, you know, I do like wearing my cologne like a whore.
Right.
You kind of identify your products.
I do. It's much like urinating off. Much like urinating off my dad.
Sure.
All right,
honey. We'll see if everything works out. Now I don't have to worry about keeping that from you.
Oh, and don't you feel better for having been on?
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, love
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. Goodbye, trustworthy.
Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Come on. Come on. Who forgot the ham?
You forgot the ham. She sounds legitimately pissed.
Well, I'm going to let it go. Because it's the pre-Thanksgiving stress.
The tension.
Yeah, I think so.
And you know, you're entitled once in a while to splurge on yourself. I mean, if you bought a sport coat, it would be the same amount of money, right?
Right. It's not like that time I bought a car and didn't tell her about it. Right?
No.
For goodness sake.
And wear the heck out of it. You know something? Wear it all the time. Now, it does look good on you. It's a color like that gray color where you can wear it. You can wear it all the time.
I'll be like David Haynes. One time this guy that we used to have do the news on our show, David Haynes, he got a sweater, or rather a shirt and a tie from his wife that he really dug for Christmas.
Right.
He wore it to work like 14 straight days in a row.
Kind of a peach striped number. And I mean, really noticeable.
Every day this guy wore this shirt and tie.
Every day he'd come in with it. It's like the first day we made the terrible mistake of saying, hey, that shirt really looks good on you. And then for the next month and a half, he's wearing it every day.
So anywho, that's how I spent the day. And I think my wife is uptight because it's, you know, pre-Thanksgiving. And as you hear, she's already on her way out of town up to the in-laws up there. And I got the frantic call today. She said, oh, she left the ham and she left a bunch of stuff for the refrigerator at home. It's all the stuff that she needs for the fixins tomorrow for the big feast.
It's tension.
Yeah.
You know, we put ourselves through an awful lot on holidays. This traffic today, everybody driving back, and then the tension of getting together with people, and then, you know.
I know, then you buy a sweater for $300, and then your whole holiday is F. Okay, well.
Dallas at Minnesota, though, that's, at least it's a good game. The 4 o'clock game's a good game.
I'll be able to wrap myself in the sweater while I'm watching that game tomorrow.
Sure, you got to wear it to, you got to sleep in it.
I will be wearing it all weekend, trust me. If I know my wife, I'll be wearing it all weekend long. Last night, we went to see my son in his school production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
A little Shakespeare.
Oh, that stuff's totally over my head, man.
It's over everybody's head.
I mean, I don't know how those kids, he's in the 8th grade, and it was 8th and 9th graders that were in this production.
That's heavy-duty stuff for kids.
All this, for thee I will, thou goest to doeth what I thinketh youeth should doeth.
Sustain me now, a description of a time when petty lust and overweening tyranny offend the rock of state. Thus fly we now, as often Phoebus did, for Austria and unto proud Flanders court, fair set for England and for war. Wow!
Thank you. Nice. Okay, that's incidentally, that's not Shakespeare. That's Monty Python. But I did it on stage. I did that on stage. Just take off on Shakespeare.
For if I could not pluck the rose.
That's Jean-Luc Picard on Star Trek.
He knows it, doesn't he? Don't you know some?
A little Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Come on, let's hear it, Buzz.
The prince's speech at the end. Where be these enemies? Capulet, Montague. See what a scourge is laid upon your hate that heaven finds means to kill your joys with love? And I, for winking at your discourse, too, have lost the grace of kinsmen.
He's doing that without a script, everybody.
Oh, I love it.
That's pretty good, Buzz.
Oh, man. How long was the play for your son?
Over 2.5 hours.
Wow.
But fortunately, I was able to sustain my interest because he had a big part this year.
Mm-hmm.
He played the guy who's the Wall.
The Wall?
I don't remember what the character's name
Puck,
is.
Puck, was he? Yeah, that's the only character I know from a...
Puck was a girl, I think.
Okay, all right.
Starts off with a bunch of boring stuff, and then it goes to some more boring stuff.
Right.
And then my son was in the part that's like the comic relief.
Ah.
I guess that for Shakespeare, a Midsummer's Night, whatever it is...
Midsummer Night's Dream.
It's like his big comedy.
Yeah, it's one of his best plays. Yeah, I'm not familiar with
it. Guy's no comedian, I'll tell you that. But... my son had some pretty big belly laughs that he elicited from the crowd.
Well, that had to make it fun.
Yeah, no, it was very fun. And he had lots of stage time and lots of big speeches that he had to memorize with all that therefore and there art thou and all that crap that you guys were just talking about.
Yeah, I think it's the toughest thing in the world.
And I did not fall asleep.
Hey.
I did close my eyes a few times.
I was thinking about you last night, actually, heading out after the show to sit there for 2.5-3 hours in Shakespeare. That's tough.
He had to do two performances of it yesterday. They had two different shows, one at 4 o'clock and one at 8 o'clock, and they've been practicing every day for the last, 2.5 months doing this.
That's how long it takes. It's tough to memorize.
So it was pretty great. I mean, I was very proud of him.
How did he do taking that fall that he hurt himself practicing Sunday?
He almost cracked his head again.
Oh, no. He committed, see? He committed to the performance.
Because at one point he's supposed to be running off the stage, running off this forest area, and I think it's Helena. Is that the girl's name, one of the girls on this play?
Mm-hmm.
She, like, pushes all the boys down.
Right.
And when he goes to fall down, man, he really went, he went down on his back and almost hit his head and got an audible from the crowd.
Oh, good. There you go.
Because most people had known that he'd suffered a concussion, you know, last week at the play park.
That's great.
So it was really great. I was very proud of him.
He'll remember that for the rest of his life. That's fun stuff.
I hope next time they do a play I can understand, though.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I mean, it really is. If you don't know what you're looking at, I mean, it's almost like going to an Italian opera and you don't know what, you can't follow it.
You kept saying to Frida, is it almost done yet? And she'd go, be quiet. I said, is there an intermission? And then it was an intermission at about 9:30.
Oh. Right.
So I said, 9:30, does this mean this thing's going to go another hour and a half? And she said, no, I think it's about 3/4 of the way through. But as it turns out, it wasn't about 3/4 of the way through.
Oh,
and every once in a while, I would just kind of nudge her and go, are we near the end? Shut up. Do you want me to explain the play to you? No. Don't even try to explain it to
me. Buy the cliff notes, you know. Read the cliff notes on your way over there.
It had something to do with a guy that turns into a donkey.
Okay.
A bunch of people who put on a play for other people.
Right.
Is that right?
Here, ladies and gentlemen, the only one who paid attention in school. Here
Robbie Spiewak.
It's two weddings that are about to happen. And there's one couple that's happy, one that isn't, and then there's a whole bunch of trickery by, not wizards, like forest nymphs and stuff. And one of them is they turn a common worker into a donkey, and one of them falls in love with the donkey, and Puck is all awesome. It's good play. Good show. I was in the play, and that's how much I remember.
Were you in it?
Yeah, I had a small part.
You couldn't have been Puck.
No.
Who are you, Robbie?
I was Aegeus, father of Hermia.
Aegeus?
Yeah, father
of Hermia.
Fantastic.
Man.
Hermia.
The one that's not Helena.
That's not Aegeus Robinson, is it? See?
Yeah.
Listen, Shakespeare, see?
Now, see?
I'm going to cut this play, see? It's over too long, see?
Hello.
I am Aegeus, father of Hernia. Will you please turn your head to the left and cough, please? Listen, see? I'm going to cut about 35 minutes on this play, see? All these therefores and therefies, see?
Hey.
See? I'm going to make this play plain English, see?
Hey, what happened?
Is he going to do more Shakespeare, do you think?
He loves doing it, man. It's the best training for doing that kind of thing. It's great.
And they each kid in the program got to write their own little bio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for Bart, it said, you know, Bart is in the 8th grade and participates in sports, blah, blah, blah. This is his biggest role since he was the alligator in Peter Pan.
There you go.
And one of the kids, he's writing about himself, like, blah, blah, these are his credits. He was in Oliver and Peter Pan. And then in the program it says, also... this kid has lost a green folder with a Toronto Maple Leaf sticker on the back of it. If anybody finds this folder, please return it.
That's a smart move.
Yeah. Oh, it was cute.
Get a little exposure there.
That was very cute. It was a good time. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby.
How you doing, buddy?
Hello. Now, listen. Just a couple of calls today. Not a lot of calls.
Right. Okay.
Just one or two calls. We have a rent and mortgage that we're going to pay on our next break.
Yeah. Very exciting.
So just take a couple of calls. Hello.
The part your son played in the play... was the play within the play.
Right.
Right. And there was a woman called Thisbe and a man called Pyramus.
Pyramus. He might be the dude that was turned into the donkey, maybe.
Could be. Anyway, Pyramus. I played the part of Thisbe.
Were you Hernia? Any relation to Hernia?
No. Thespian.
You know, and how long ago was this that you did this? How long ago?
Oh, 10 years.
See, people remember. Once you do, you have to work so hard to commit Shakespeare to memory that you never forget it.
Let me call him.
The actor.
Oh, good.
That's a good chance to...
Your call is being forwarded.
Test the waters.
You stay on the line. Announcement number 10.
See, she's still steamed about my expensive sweater. You want your money's worth on that sweater. Wear it without a T-shirt under it sometime. It's cashmere.
Like you do, Buzz.
Yeah, it's cashmere.
You got a sweater on today with no shirt underneath.
You like it.
My nipples are very sensitive. I can't do that, Buzz.
Ah, but it's cashmere.
I would have to put, like, Band-Aids on my nipples.
Yeah, he says, though, with the cashmere, your nipples won't get angry and irritated.
Like they'll like it, yeah.
That's a great Zeppelin album.
Your call is being forwarded.
Cashmere.
Stay on the line. Announcement number 10.
K-A-S-H-M-I-R. Cashmere.
Cashmere, dude. All right, let me call the little actor right now.
Hello?
Hey, bud.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, I was just talking about how great you were in that play last night.
Yeah, I could hear some of it.
What's the role that you played? What was your character's name?
Snout the Tinker.
Snout the Tinker?
Yep, and I was the Wall.
Yeah, see, I remember that because he's the guy who gets turned into a wall. Do you remember any of your dialogue, like when you were standing on off, when you were doing all that
Yeah, I remember all of it.
All right, let me hear a little of that, please.
And give us a little speech.
Let me show off my talented son, the actor.
In this interlude at Dawson's Fall, that I once snout by name, present a wall, and such a wall as I would have you think, that had in it a crannied hole, or chink, through which the lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe, did whisper often very secretly. This loam, this rough cast in the stone, doth show that I once sent my name, present the wall, and such a wall as I would have you think, that had in a cranny hole or chink, through which the lovers bear and this week, and it just keeps repeating.
He had much better diction last night.
Hey, but that's cool.
Slow down.
I know. He's slowing it down a little bit.
Boy, oh boy, that's a lot of crap to remember, though.
That is.
So you like that, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. You're very good in that. I was very proud. I told you that last night. I tried to tell you that last night, except I was getting the thing with Dad. Don't stand by me. I went down to the stage at the end of the play, and I said, hey, you were fantastic. Dad, step away. All right, I love you.
Okay, I love you, too.
Okay. How's Mama doing?
What?
How's Mommy doing?
Fine. She's driving.
Hold on. No stress.
She's not stressed.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
She's glad to hear that. Okay.
Ask her if she'd like to say anything to me.
Would you like to say anything to Dad?
I'm disappointed in you.
She's just disappointed in you.
Why?
Why?
Because you keep secrets from his wife.
Because you keep secrets from your wife.
Oh, boy.
But no, not really. Not if I talked about it on the radio.
He says, not really. Not if I talked about it on the radio.
If he thinks I can't hear it.
She can't hear it.
I'd ask her, how does she know that I wasn't going to tell her about it anyway?
How do you know he wasn't going to tell you about it anyway?
Because I know it too well.
Because she knows you too well.
Tell her that sometimes I do stuff just for bits on the radio.
17 years.
Tell her sometimes I do stuff just for bits on the radio.
He says sometimes he does stuff just for bits on the radio.
Yeah. Tell him to convince some new listener of that.
Convince some new listener of that.
Okay. Well, tell her I got the receipt in my car.
He's got the receipt in his car, Mom. Okay? Mom?
Thank goodness I have this boy as a go-between.
What?
I'm sure I'll see it now.
Well, Mom says she will see it now.
Yes, she will.
That you're busted.
Kofi Annenbart here. Here we go.
All right. Well, tell her I love
just
her.
Just quoting Mom.
I know you are. Tell her I love her.
She loves you. She says, that's nice.
Okay. All right. I'll see you guys at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
All right. Bye, buddy. Bye-bye.
Should get over it.
Sure.
Trust me, should get over it.
Just a swat hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how come you guys can never get any good celebrities on the air?
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, how are your holiday plans going?
You would have to define good celebrity. It seems to me just a couple of days ago we had legendary Shakespearean actor Al Molinaro.
Well, he's not a celebrity, and Madden's not that much of a celebrity.
You mean to tell me that Al Molinaro is not a major celebrity?
Oh. You don't think John Madden's a celebrity? What, are you some kind of homo?
He's a football coach.
No, he's not. He's a TV star. He's an icon. He's a major star. One of the most highest Q ratings in the United States. Hey, John Madden, totally recognizable.
Who cares what some little punk ass thinks?
You're a punk ass.
You're a punk ass.
Come down there, I'll kick you off.
I'm not even going to get into that today. Is this the same creep that keeps calling us every single day?
Sounds like it.
I'll tell you what, you little punk, I'm going to get your number off caller ID right now. Charlie, give me that number on line three. I'm going to break the rule and give out that little punk's number today.
No, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, FM. That little pimply-nosed bastard calls us every single day.
Every day. He's very unhappy.
I wish I was big enough to let it go, but I'm not.
He is very unhappy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Great, thank you.
Cool. I just have a radio question. There's something that's, like, been bothering me. Well, not bothering me about, I just don't know it. This little beeper thing you have for cuss words. How does that work?
The delay?
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you now, you're actually hearing coming out of the radio 10 seconds from now.
Oh, but, like, how do you get the timing right for those, you know, people who scream the big old words? How do you get that?
Why are you so curious about it?
I don't know. It's just been something I've been, like...
Why? I want you to tell me why.
Well, no, don't worry. I'm not going to, like, scream anything nasty or anything.
I'm not worried about it. I've got my finger on the button. There's nothing you can do anyway.
I know. I just was, like, wondering how you guys get the timing perfectly.
From Starfleet technology.
Oh, it's the card thing.
And why is it important to you? I'm curious.
I don't know. Just curious. You know, I'm a very curious person.
Well, I mean, but I'm curious why you're curious.
Oh, because that's just my nature. I'm curious by curious.
It's no great innovation. I mean, everybody has a delay.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know, but I just never knew how it worked. And
shouldn't you be planning for your holiday?
I should be, but I'm a computer nerd, and that makes me naturally curious.
You must not be a very good computer nerd if you don't know how a digital delay works.
Oh, no, I have an idea. I'm just wondering about you guys' talent for the skill of the timing part.
What do you mean the timing? Here's the timing. Somebody drops the F-bomb and I press the button.
Yeah.
That's really all it takes.
Oh, it's just the easy, just press and go.
It's very important to you, and that concerns me.
I'm sorry. Nothing I can do. You guys are great, though.
Okay, F you. See you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
He was troubled with the... I call that trouble with a capital T.
Like the guy's trying to find out some big secret so he can work his way around it or something.
Nah, I'll figure it out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, greetings from Southwest Florida.
Hi there.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys a question. Oh, by the way, on that sweater, just give it to the wife. She'll take it back. She'll love the $300 in her pocket.
Well, maybe I will let her take it back.
Huh?
Maybe I will let her take it back.
Yeah, let her take it back.
Yeah, we'll let her return it for me.
She puts that money in her pocket, you'll be...
I think that's fair. Forget. I mean, I think if you're gonna return it, if you have to return it, that you know, give it to her to return.
Although, it does have my girlish perfume all over it. My British sterling.
Clerk will never question her about that.
That's true. My wife has a very honest-looking face.
But if you don't dry clean it or anything like that, you don't do anything to it, you could probably return it.
I got to wear it all day today, Mike.
It'll
be covered with the smell of you.
Okay, what do you want?
Around.
What?
We're all sitting around one evening, and we're saying, you know, it won't be so many years, and we'll all be retiring with everybody getting divorced and running off and all that kind of neat stuff and having to split up 401ks and retirement. So we figured it out. We tried to run an ad for renting a wife.
What the hell are you rambling about?
What is it? Are you into the cooking sherry already?
No, I'm just telling you the truth. We ran an ad for wanting a woman to act like a wife for X amount of length of time.
Yeah, and are you married? Are you married now?
No, hell no.
We who?
Huh.
Hey, Tim.
What?
Man, why'd you just buy a hoe?
No, man, it didn't cost too much. But you know how much it costs to go out on the weekend. So we ran the ad, and I tell you what, probably 60 or 70 women answered it.
So you ran an ad for Rent-A-Wife, and you got lots of responses.
It was unbelievable. Never saw anything like it. I never heard it. We just thought it up one evening, sure enough.
The women that responded to this brainstorm, do they have to put out?
Well, you know, if you're going to act like a wife, you got to, don't you?
All right, so Rent-A-Wife would be... All the wifely duties would be performed for you for a rental.
So I was correct, and it is a form of prostitution.
Well, so is marriage, but we won't get into that. The thing about it is just the fact that what they could do was like this one person that we were interviewed, she wanted to go to college. So for the next 3 years until he retires, she goes to college. All the bills are paid.
What's your fee? What's your fee?
What's your fee, Jerry?
Yeah.
How much does it cost in your rent-a-wife program?
Well, they were negotiating that when I left the program there, but it was kind of like interesting to see what.
How much? Give me a dollar figure here, please.
Well, what he did, what the negotiation was, is he paid all the expenses. And she wanted to go to college, which turned out to about $6,000 a year. He paid that. He leased her a car. And for that, she kept up the house, laundry, everything, and he kept the outside yard.
Christ, you might as well just marry the girl.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. If he marries her, he could wind up in court having to split income and everything else. This is just a negotiated deal.
So $6,000 for the year, then you figure a lease a car, what's that, about $300 a month for a leased car times 12.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about what, $8,000-$9,000 for the year?
And there's sex involved?
How much do you think it's going to cost if you've got married for 3 years and have to split your 401k and everything else along with it?
Has anyone ever told you you're very difficult to talk to?
Is there sex involved?
Absolutely.
Does he have to pay her per act, or is it one flat fee?
No, what's your fee? She was just perform the whole duty, and that's exactly what she's doing right now.
And how old is he and how old is she?
He's 51 and she's 39.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She wanted to go back to college to finish her master's degree.
Right, we heard that.
So that's what the deal was.
And does she do all
the next 3 years?
Does she do all the cooking and cleaning and all that kind of stuff?
From what I've seen, she takes care of the house completely.
Really? And has sex with him?
I would assume so, although I haven't seen it done.
She do everything?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet, but I'll tell you what, you're getting me curious. I'll go back and we'll all go out again and see what happens, see how things are working out. And I was like flabbergasted.
Well, how are you involved? You seem to be
in the second week of this?
Yeah, it's actually...
You're making it sound like this has been an ongoing proposition.
Well, we started this back about 3 or 4 months ago.
What do you mean we? How come you're not involved? You're saying
this guy and his bowling team, I bet.
I haven't picked out one I want yet.
Yeah, but you got a few choices?
Oh, yeah.
What newspaper are you running?
I'm sure I'll get into the mix of this thing pretty soon.
What newspaper?
Until that happens.
What newspaper are you running these ads in?
We're not.
Then how are you advertising for rental life?
Oh, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Actually, word of mouth has worked out better than anything else we've done.
Well, I thought you said you got 60 responses.
We did.
How?
Sure did. What happened was we started letting the word out in some of the places all the single people go, and before you know it, they were approaching different people and asking who, what, when, and where. And before you know
it... Sounds like a big hole ring to me. Sounds like legalized prostitution.
No, not at all.
And you got...
His marriage?
And you got
your
60...
Your marriage to legalized prostitution?
You got 60 responses.
Because your marriage license? You mean it's okay after that?
No. Mike, your microphone is turned on. Your button is turned on. I made sure of that today.
Okay.
This guy just barrels right on through. My marriage is not prostitution. Mike's marriage is not prostitution. Buzz's marriage might be prostitution.
Maybe.
No, of course not.
But that's where it's at, guys. Talk about it. Have a good weekend.
No, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What? I got
to
go.
No, you don't have to go. You brought this up.
Well, I just was curious. You get nationalized radio from one end of the world to the other, and a bunch of us people, all of us are single, except for the couple of people.
You're making these big sweeping statements about this, but you're giving us no real detail.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll call you back and let you know how mine works.
Yeah, so
you're
not, yeah. Oh, man.
All right, well, this guy's just a grade-A idiot.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
Okay.
I'm not your buddy.
When he hangs up.
Goodbye.
You know, they want to make the statement, and then when we're curious and we want to follow, it's like, I'll be that guy. Yeah, ask me a question. This is the way it went.
All right, does she give you sex?
Oh, marriage is just like prostitution. I'll tell you right now, as far as I know.
Where did you run the ads?
We didn't.
Well, how did you get 60 responses then?
Oh, Don.
Yeah, I think the guy with the runner wife was full of crap.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Thank you, Sherlock.
You betcha.
Yeah, we came to that same deduction. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Sam McCloud checking in. McCloud? I don't know how you did that in New Mexico, McCloud, but here in New York City, it's a whole different ball of wax.
McCloud,
we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nothing is more important than the simple act of people getting together.
Good. Could I have one more go, Lawson, please? Sorry.
What?
Could I have just one more take of that?
Sir? Why? I just did it right.
Yeah.
Now look, I'm not used to having more than one person in there. One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I take directions from one person under protest. Well, for two, I don't sit still. But who the hell are you, anyway?
No, I'm the engineer.
Well, why the hell are you asking me for another one?
Well, I thought there was a slight gonk, and I would like, just like to be saved.
What is a gonk? You mind telling me what that is?
A bang from outside.
A bang from outside.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
Yes. In other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July, peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking about them growing, and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
In July.
I don't understand you, then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
Listen, can I just do one last
thing? Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it.
It's every July.
Your friend. Every July?
So after the show.
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is. That's
bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. There's too much directing around here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
I don't know if y'all are interested in this in the least, but that guy who's really annoying on your show, he's a semi-regular.
He is no longer on our show.
Oh, okay. I heard him on another radio show today, and I did not know if he was doing double time. So that's all I wanted to tell you.
Was it like a call-in request feature on a show?
No, he was on another program sort of doing his shtick. I think he came across as just a regular caller, but he started going into those guttural noises he makes and...
Well, see, I know you're probably talking about Lewis, right?
I think that's his name, yeah, the guy who was on Rockwell Pike.
Right. Lewis loves calling other radio shows.
Yeah.
And, like, all the stations that do, like, the Lunchtime Cafe and stuff like that, where they're desperate for anybody to call.
Yeah, I mean, he's a radiophile. It's the way most guys start. You know, you have to be a little bit of a radiophile to do this.
Yeah, so I don't doubt that he did that. He used to do that when he worked on our show. He would piss us off by calling other shows and getting on, like, their Lunchtime Cafe feature.
But it don't matter no more because he's not affiliated with us anymore.
Well, there you go. Hey, did you hear about Esther Roll?
He's dead to us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I got a good joke. Want to hear a joke?
No.
Not even a good joke?
Not unless you're really prepared to stand behind it.
And by that I mean, you will have to give out your home telephone number if we decide your joke blows. We're on a fantastic roll today. We've just done some great prepared comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And now here you are, coming on wanting to get on our coattails.
No,
some crappy piece of dung joke.
I'm not that fully prepared to give out my...
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, then.
Good That's call. Good. That's a very honest decision.
Mm-hmm. No, we nipped it, Mike. We nipped it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Boo!
There'll be no mollycoddling. Boo! Boo!
Hello.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Thing. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You're
cool. Yeah, all right.
What's that guy trying to do, our Linda Tripp Monica thing?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, radio's up too loud.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Radio Gods, how you doing?
Your radio's up too loud.
I just turned it down.
All right, good man.
Wanted to ask you, have you seen in New York Post today, they had an article about Rodman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about him?
And they had his divorce paper.
From his first wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he also had another paper about his most recent...
Are you going to tell, like, the entire story in little segments like this? Is that how it's going to work?
With dramatic pauses.
No, that's just for drama.
All right, just build it up, Mike.
Okay, I'm hanging on every syllable.
I'm just building it up. And also wanted to tell you, Larry King was on Channel 5 here.
Wait, hold on. What was the point of the part about Dennis Rodman in the New York Post?
It was he was married before, and they wanted to make, like, a big deal out of it that... this wasn't, like, a, you know, for a real marriage.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. First off, who didn't know that Dennis Rodman was married before? He has a daughter from his first marriage.
Uh-huh. Well, I knew that, and everybody else knew it, but they came across that, sorry, that's my Linda trip, but they came across that everybody else didn't know it.
No, everybody else knew that Dennis Rodman had been married before. As a matter of fact, his ex-wife wrote a book,
and she was on TV, too, a lot of shows.
But don't you think that he just did it for, like, the publicity, though?
How would I know? Like, I talked to Dennis Rodman.
I don't know.
Well, what's the point, though? What's your point?
There's no point.
Exactly.
Wow. There is no point. And normally it's a really good idea to have one.
Okay. Other than the end of your nose, the top of your head.
Okay. I'll hang up and listen.
Keep killing me. At least he didn't tell us how to roll his dick.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike on CBS, welcome home.
Christ.
Wow.
Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're going to crucify me. I'll give credit for that to John Lennon.
Yeah. Hey, quite a pensman.
Hello.
You're such. I'm glad to know you're such great friends with Leo Remini and Kevin James. As I thought, I'd let you know, they're getting a lot more airtime over the next few days on a lot of other shows. Anything about that? I was wondering. You know,
what? Here's another totally disjointed call.
All right. Point. Are you saying that Kevin James and Leo Remini have been on other programs?
Or they? It's more of a case. They will be on other. They will be on other programs over the next few days.
Such as.
For instance, Lee is on Politically Incorrect tonight, not that it matters.
Yes, you're right, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And this is another not that it matters, because they got Kevin James on a couple of crappy CBS specials over the next few days, including one on Thanksgiving morning of all times. Go figure.
What is your point?
I thought since you like those people so much... my thoughts exactly, sir. My thoughts exactly.
Why do all these people have to call us?
We have had three in a row that I don't think I've ever heard three in a row like this.
Well, three absolute morons calling
three
us.
Three back-to-back, absolutely incredibly nonsensical phone calls.
And don't say you're sorry.
Sorry, and then he hangs up.
Oh, God. Keep killing
at least the one guy had the presence of mind to say, I'll hang up and listen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
I just wanted to call and say I hope you guys do play that again. That was funny as hell, man. My hat's off to whoever made that.
Finally, there is an exciting, intelligent telephone call.
And a caller who's paying tribute and saluting Monica and Linda.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I'm glad I made you guys happy.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Don't patronize us. Hello. I'll accept your accolades if they're true.
That's true.
Your accolades, not your acolytes. Those are like kids that help at church service.
I think he was sincere with his acolytes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I work for NBC News in D.C. I just got breaking news for you. The Esther Rose dead.
All right, hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Joe.
Yeah, I have to contradict the fact that everybody knows that Dennis Rodman was married before. I didn't know it, and I really didn't care, but...
You didn't know it? What rock have you lived underneath?
No, I don't live under a rock. He's just not one of the people I need to follow to keep a good life going.
That's a valid point, too, but it was very widely reported that he was married.
Okay, thanks, Radio God.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Sorry.
Damn.
Every day, it's a test of our patience taking these telephone calls.
Those three in a row got us off to a roaring start today.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Oh, duh. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, fantastic.
And strike one.
My bad. Hey,
strike two. I hate my bad.
Underpants open again?
Strike three. You're talking about a bit we did 3 years ago. You're out of there. My bad. Okay, later.
Very bad plate appearance.
I love Dynamite Show.
Hi, Dynamite. How you
doing? Hi.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if you logged any time with Buffy the Vampire Slayer last night.
No, Buzz watches that show. He's the only guy on the show that watches
that.
Oh,
then Buzz can tell you about the cat fight that was on it.
Oh, yeah.
Catfight between Buffy and Faith.
Extraordinary, as a matter of fact. Yeah, very
really?
Close to the screen. Yeah. A lot of flesh showing. Buffy and the new Vampire Slayer that's on the show, they, you know, a lot of kung fu, it was great.
She's got a nice rack. Buffy's got a nice rack.
Yes, she does.
Love it. Very nice rack for such a young girl.
What's her name? Sarah Uri Geller? Sarah Michelle Geller.
Oh, all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, did you watch the ER show last night?
You know, and I fall into Don's category on this one. I did. I watched it, and I stuck with it, but I'll tell you.
Graveyard Dead.
I'll tell you right now, the thing that I don't like to see is when they bring the kids in, and they're doing that too much, and I'm moving. I'm shying away from that if they keep it up because it's getting to be almost like a formula and I don't like that. Now when the fully grown adult males come in with gunshot wounds and they crack their chests open, more of that. I'd love to see that. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious if you guys would ever do the Tommy Mottola bit ever again.
Listen to Buzz's news. 3 days out of five, he works Tommy Mottola in there.
Come on, I want to hear Don do this.
No. Listen, as I mentioned the last time that Buzz, you just play to me when you throw the stories about Tommy Mottola in. I know it.
I'm trying to cut back.
And frankly, I'm bored with that, sir.
I know, but I pissed my.
I'm very bored with that. I have a very short attention span. Please live in the now.
Hey, Don, I'll give you $10.
All right, listen. Hi, this is your old buddy Tommy Mottola. Christ, I can't believe how many friggin' idiots call this show.
You think Mariah would ever call this show, Tommy?
Oh, that one-faced bitch! I saw her mama on 2020. White as a sheet! Absolutely.
Thank you. Where's my $10?
Yeah, it'll be in the mail. Yeah,
hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Dynamite. I wanted to talk about Linda.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just want to kick her ass if that was you, if you were Monica Lewinsky?
Listen, I want to tell you something. I bet Linda Tripp could beat me up in a fight.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
she looks like a big, powerful, strong woman. Hell, she could probably start a defensive line for the Redskins this weekend.
I seriously wonder how a woman like Linda Tripp can ever show her face in any kind of public capacity whatsoever.
Yeah. And, you know,
that's why she works out of her home now, I guess.
The other lady, Goldberg.
Lucianne Goldberg.
The lady with the sausage fingers.
She married to that Goldberg wrestler?
No, I wish. Maybe he'd beat her ass in the ground. She was doing the rounds of all the talk shows today, and as much as I hate Linda Tripp and as much as I think Monica's a slut, I hate that Lucy Goldberg just as much.
Was she getting it with both barrels? Were they giving it to her pretty good?
Well, you know, Matt Lauer has a tough time being mean to anybody.
Right, exactly.
You know, Matt Lauer could have Charles Manson on the Today Show and go, hey,
pretty bad stuff you did.
How's things going in prison? Hey, you know, Al Roker's wife had a baby today. Yeah.
How do you like my new shoes?
This is Today on NBC.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Nobody stepped up to the plate with her.
They should. Really? Because, I mean, I think anybody listening to those tapes yesterday, and certainly the last hour of the tapes, would know that she's just a pig.
But, I mean, you know, if somebody recorded you, one of your friends recorded you, wouldn't you be upset when you found out about it? It may not be on this big public forum.
Oh, I constantly record everybody that calls me.
Yeah, of course. True. Well, you know, it's your job. Though.
Is that what that clicking sound is every time I call your house?
No, Mike, that's my gum. That's what Linda Tripp said to Monica. What's that clicking sound? Ah, that's my gum.
That's my gum.
Okay.
I'm a big gum clicker, which doesn't surprise me at all, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just was watching CNN earlier, and Esther Rolle did die.
You're doing this on purpose.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Come on now.
You're doing this on purpose to get us going. Yes, you are. I know you are.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
With the big, white, puffy hair.
No. Nope.
I can't remember what he said.
I am not going to lose my cool with you.
He's playing dumb. He's trying to get us upset.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to wait until later, about 2 hours from now, when somebody else calls in.
Yeah, we are legit. This guy, it's too soon, and he knows.
I shouldn't have announced it. That I knew people were going to call in with it, because that's like asking people to call in with it.
We both were like dogs just then, hair on the back of our neck standing up.
Damn, I always got to use child psychology on this show. Hello there, Don and Mike. All right, one last call. Hello.
James, I'm coming home.
Good impression. Line number three.
3-1.
Give me, I'm taking the number off the air. Charles, get me that number. Guy on line number three. Right now, I'm going to call his ass back.
Seek and destroy.
Every once in a while, you got to pick one guy out of the crowd.
That's right.
Right?
Especially when they hang up right away.
That guy doesn't realize we're not here doing this like on a lark as a recreation vehicle. We are feeding our families. I'm already putting one kid through college, and I got the bill on that the other day. And who would think the University of Wisconsin was such a goddamn expensive school?
Well, Rudy could have told you that. You know, he's a well-known Badger. Couldn't he get you a discount being he's an alum and all?
And I got another kid who's getting great grades on the honor roll in school. I have to tell Bart to dumb it down a little bit so he can go like to the University of Maryland or something. But a school I can afford.
Dumb it down, son. Daddy can't afford it. Hey, if he does really good, can he get the full ride? Can he get an academic scholarship?
Yeah. Well, it's still my goal that he'll get the sports
football.
But that ain't going to happen.
Free ride.
No, he could. But I'm not counting on it. Mm-hmm. I'm saving my pennies.
Thank you, Robbie. All right. That's why I'm putting my daughters in as many television commercials as I can.
Good for you, Mike.
That's right. Every single day it's auditions. Auditions, auditions, auditions.
Hey, you know what? Later today, I might have, when Bart gets home from school, I might have him called in because, don't do that.
Why? Don't you dare hit me in the head.
Hang up the phone, you little rat.
You know I'm not normal.
Today on the way to school, Bart was going over some of his homework with me.
Right.
And talk about just feeling like an absolute zero intelligence idiot.
Because so far above your head?
He was running by basic stuff with me. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the examples was like, okay, Dad, here's an easy one. A squared plus A squared times 3 equals? Mm. And I went, A to the 4th power plus 3. He would go like, no, it's an inverted circle or whatever the cotton ticket answer was to the question.
Man, I hate that stuff.
Yeah. I want him to call in with some of that stuff today.
Oh, my God. It'll be terrifying.
Well, I want him to know that his dad's not the only stupid idiot in the world.
We've got a lot of idiots around here that won't be able to keep up with that.
We're all stupid.
What is that, algebra? Yeah. Trigonometry?
Maybe science.
Oh, no, but science. I can't even identify the subject.
Oh, I felt like an idiot.
Yeah. Scary.
Hello?
Calling the James's dad guy?
Yeah, calling him back. Guy was so proud of himself.
And then hung up. And ran away.
Oh, what a surprise. Now he's not answering his telephone.
Huh. Like a thief in the night.
Come on, you are brave enough to call and try to take food out of my children's mouth.
You got the college bill to pay.
Come on, yes.
Well, at least he knows.
Yeah. What do you think of that, huh?
All right. It's easy to hide behind a telephone, son.
Okay there. Area code 316. You mind your peas and carrots.
What's your thought?
Otherwise, your ass is grass. Okay? God, I love caller ID. Who invented caller ID? He's a great man.
A genius.
A genii.
Genii.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing? This is Nick calling from Wichita.
Yes, hi there, Nick.
How you doing? I was curious to know how the pissing contest was being scheduled along.
Eric Bickle's in charge of finding contestants for that, and hopefully we'll get that on the air by the end of this week.
Very good.
Question on finding contestants, also finding a secret location where we won't be arrested.
True that. Hey,
Top strike one.
Kudos to Christine, because she did ask me when she screened my call that I knew that What's-Her-Face was dead. So,
strike two for mentioning that, though.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
There. Hey, didn't get to strike three, and he ended the call himself. I think that's something to be proud of on today's show.
Very nice. One last call. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to call and let you know I had a Linda Tripp sighting last night.
Oh, a real one? She really showed?
For real.
She showed that haggard face out in public?
Yes, and guess where she was, of all places?
Petting zoo?
Eating at Morton's. Her and Larry King had the private room in the back, and she walked through the entire dining room. Of course, everyone turned to look and see her. You know, they had to move tables out of the way so she could get by. But
Are you kidding that she really had a little meeting? Now, did the frog have a separate dinner going, or was he eating with her?
I think they were both gorging. They were both gorging.
So they were not together?
Yes, no, they were dining together.
That's
her, Linda Tripp and Larry King at Morton's in Georgetown last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm working on exclusive for my show.
Everybody's got the same look.
I have to tell you guys, I'm a great big fan. I'm a makeup artist here in D.C., so all these people are my clients. I do Lucianne Goldberg's makeup when she's in town on all these silly shows.
There's not an amount of makeup in the world that could say that big. Her fingers, they're like sausage.
Who else? I've actually done Linda Tripp's makeup before.
How much foundation do you have to put on that beak of Lucianne Goldberg?
Well, it's actually a putty mixture that we use. We add a little cement, and, you know. I get my spackling, whatever that tool is, and it takes a while.
Her fingers are like little sausages, right? Like snossages?
Exactly.
Who has the worst breath, Lucianne or Linda?
I would have to say Lucianne, because Lucianne has the cigarette stench in there with the old stale pork smell.
Linda Tripp ever caught a fart in front of you?
Not in front of me, but let me tell you, when I went to go get her out of the green room, it smelled awfully funny in there.
Okay. All right.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I get you something?
Some old folk butter laying me to the bones, hanging me up. Pack me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, Big Mama? My mama didn't raise no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cut us some slack, Jack.
It's a
clean. Chomper want to help? Chomper get the help.
They can't hang. Say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, friends. It's me, Charlie Broyhill. And even though I'm not known for my talking, there's something I've just got to say. Thanks for listening to the best of Don and Mike. Even though I just got married, I still have all of my priorities in order, and I know the number one priority is listening to the best of Don and Mike. Otherwise, how will you know the answer to the trivia question that Don and Mike will ask when they come back? See, you got to listen, because in the best of lies the answer. Well, my name isn't Charlie Broyhill. And thanks for listening. Yes, you, to the best of Don and Mike.
They soothe your chapped ass. Don and Mike.
Now, play Jeff Hardy.
You have now on JFK with cash for you and me. Time for Don and Mike to play.
No budget, Jeff Hardy.
Bob Dole.
Hey, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
How you doing? We're really excited about the new campaign. How you like it? I like my new powder blue outfit. It's a smart outfit I'm wearing, isn't it?
You look like a big pill.
I'm just like the First Lady. That's the way First Ladies. I'm wearing fantastic ensemble right now. I've got a powder blue pantsuit. I've got a peach chiffon dress in the back. I'm going to be the finest First Lady this country's ever seen. I'd like to urge all Americans to vote for Elizabeth Dole. She's running for president. I'd like to tell everyone right now is Bob Dole. I want everyone to vote for Elizabeth Dole.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Dole's a fine lady. She's a great lady, and she can make a great president. I will make the First Lady's position one of respect and admiration.
You have no problem being the first man who will be the First Lady?
Not at all. I've always said to Elizabeth, if you ever have political aspirations, you'd like to go to the top, you'd like to be First Lady. I'll stand behind you. You go right up there and you run. You run and win. And I'll stand behind you and I'll be president and say, Bob Dole, First Lady of the United States of America.
Let's talk about how emaciated you must be feeling.
First of all, I'd like to hand out some things to you. I brought some gifts, some samples. Oh. Hold on, let me get my out of my zipper here. You like my parka? Got a fur collar.
It's very pretty.
Dressing the way all First Ladies. Halston. Hold on.
Very nice.
There we go. Get me out of there. There we are. Blue pills for all of you.
What are those blue pills?
Viagra?
Viagra. I'm spokesperson for Viagra.
Oh,
also, doing those credit card ads. You like those, too?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got to make a little money now. Now that I'm a private citizen, it's important for Bob Dole to remember, you've got to make a living. You've got to go out there and earn a living so Elizabeth can go out on the campaign trail, make a living the way she should, being a political leader. You know, she headed up the Red Cross, now she's running for president.
Right.
This First Lady, I'll be reestablishing some fine organizations. The Nancy Reagan Just Say No program.
Uh-huh.
The Barbara Bush Reading and Fundamental program.
Right.
The Hillary Clinton My Husband Messed Around program. It'd be a pleasure, yes.
How emaciated must you be feeling? First, you ran for president yourself,
And you lose.
Emasculated or emaciated? What are you saying?
You know what I meant.
Emasculated, you mean like I don't have any private parts? Is that what you're saying right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, like that.
I'll tell you right now, that's what ought to be done to that bill, William Jefferson Clinton. Bob Dole had his way. You know, I came out with that censure thing. You know, partisan, bipartisan.
It's very generous.
Not the way I really feel. What I do, that was the public Bob Dole.
How do you really feel?
I really dip his genitals in acid. That make him feel good. No more going astray. Take care of the business of the country. Do the right thing. Do the thing he's supposed to do.
Isn't that how you worked when, weren't you around long before civilization?
Yeah.
Weren't you around the time of dinosaurs and stuff?
Oh, come on, you're being foolish right now. I remember the one time I sat down with Julius Caesar. I said, Julius, Julius, you got problems right here. Your whole empire is just crumbling around you. The whole civilization is coming apart at the seams. Get your act together. And if you don't, I'll dip your genitals in acid. I'll tell you that right now.
Remember
the great words of Alexander the Great, and I was riding with him on the back of his pony as he pillaged and raped. Or was that Genghis Khan? I tell you, it's hard to say. But I did have a good conversation with Napoleon. I looked at him and I said, Napoleon, take that hand out of your jacket. They'll think you're playing. You're playing pocket pool. Cut it out.
You were a young man the last time a president was impeached. Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson was a close personal friend of mine, and I'd like to point out to everybody that he was not completely removed from office.
That's right.
He survived by one vote, and that was a good vote. I remember we went out and partied. We partied hardy, absolutely. We rode our horses. I remember back in the days when George Washington was helping me cut down the cherry tree. That's right. It wasn't George Washington. It was Bob Dole. It was Bob Dole who cut down that cherry tree. Right after I invented the wheel.
Let me ask you something else.
Go ahead, Don. It's good to see you.
So you are not emaciated. You are emasculated.
I'm emasculated, yes, because that's what people say.
You lost.
Like your masculinity is gone.
The presidential election. Then you became a spokesperson for Viagra. And now your wife is going to run for president.
That's right. And I support her 100%. You know, I think all great leaders in the history of time, and I've known most of them. I've known every one of them. I've known every leader ever since mankind. B.C. I'll tell you right now, I've known a lot of people. Remember one time I said to Ben Hur, you're going to ride that chariot all by yourself. Would you like Bob Dole to come along? Bob Dole will take a little run around that track with you. Let's go take the Christians and feed them to the lions. Here we go. Bob Dole, nice to meet you. Running for president. How are you? But Elizabeth can run for president, and I'll stand behind her because I'll be a fantastic first lady. And I don't want any of that Molly Collin or anything like that. Don't change the title. I'll be first lady Bob Dole. Doesn't matter to me.
Will you do all the first lady stuff? Will you have like tea parties, and you know how the first ladies like bring out the china and junk like that?
I'll change the china pattern, and I won't change the stationery, though. I'd like all that stationery to say First Lady Bob Dole, Elizabeth Dole, President of the United States, and the First Lady Bob. And I'll come out and I'll go to all the little teas they have, and I'll meet all the other first ladies. It'd be a pleasure. I just want to be close to the certain states. I've been close to power all my life. I remember there was a time way back when, who was I talking to? King George from England. And he was saying, tax the tea, tax the tea.
Right.
I said, you go ahead, George, you know what you're talking about. Don't let that Paul Revere fella scare you away. I'm Bob Dole. It's nice to see you over here in England.
Didn't Moses beat you by 8 votes?
Moses, how do you think he parted the Red Sea? I said, he can't go through there. It's too deep. All your people will drown. Part the sea. You got the power. Took his staff, parted the sea. He said, thank you all the people for crossing the Red Sea. Most importantly, thanks to Bob Dole. Dole, who is standing here next to me, having a good time watching me part the Red Sea.
Let me ask you something else.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk recently about Thomas Jefferson impregnating some of his slaves.
Of course he did,
all kinds of lawsuits now. Can you tell us what really happened since you were back around then?
Well, back then I was over in Paris. You know, when Tom Jefferson was over there, I was making a tour right after I had dinner with Napoleon. And we had a King Louis was over there, too. Helped him pick out a few of those nice outfits. And I was fitting a powdered wig to my head to say, is this Bob Dole material? Right here, does this powdered wig look like me? Sure does. Looks fantastic. It's the same thing I said way back went to Adam and Eve when they were about to take the bite of that apple. I said, don't you do that. You'll be in a whole heap of trouble. Guy looked at me, Adam, and says, oh, you just Bob Dole. That's Bob Dole trying to cause a stink. I said, you go ahead and bite that apple. You see what happens. You know what happened. The rest is history.
Right.
And I remember I walked with Jesus several days, made all the apostles. I said, oh, Judas, Thomas, come on over. Bob Dole. I don't want to join your club. Just want to organize it. That's what I want to be. Like to be close to power. But it'd be a damn pleasure to be First Lady of the United States. I don't mind saying that at all.
Did Jefferson knock up his slaves?
Jefferson knocked up a lot of people. Jefferson was a womanizer, but it didn't matter. Back in the days when leaders were respected and the private lives were not exposed to all this nasty trash that we're dealing with right now, the squarehead Trent Lott and Henry Hyde and all those boys that just don't have anything better to do. And I'll tell you right now, I was talking to my good friend Larry Flint. Larry Flint told me there's another big fish on the line. He's going to reveal a big secret about sex and sordid affairs and everything like that. People ought to just be like Sodom and Gomorrah. I remember when I was in their camp one time. some of the Arab sheiks. And we were over there, and they were saying, boy, I tell you, I got 15 wives. I said, boy, that's great. I've only got one, Elizabeth. Someday she's going to run for president, or I'm not Bob Dole, First Lady of the United States of America.
Now, has she been around as long as you have?
She has. Elizabeth's been that there. You know, she looks real pretty with her painted-on eyebrows and her fake wig and all that, but I'll tell you right now, instead of the Red Cross, she was back there when the Red Cross was formed.
You didn't know
that. That's right. She was ripping bandages and sawing off guys' legs in the Civil War, saying, I'm Elizabeth Dole. I'll saw your leg off, and someday I'll be president of the United States. And I said, I'm Bob Dole, First Lady. How do you like my new high collar and my lovely puffy dress that I'm wearing like Scarlett O'Hara? I look pretty good in this dress, don't I? Vote for my wife for president. I'll be First Lady. And if anything should happen to her, I'd be happy to assist her because I have a background in politics, you know, being in the Senate and such. I've been in the Senate for, 70,000 years, as far as I know. Absolutely.
Let me ask you, let's say that Elizabeth becomes president.
Libby Dole. Yes, Libby Dole.
And she has a running mate who I'm guessing is going to be a guy, probably, right?
Well, I'd recommend it. I think it'd be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel if, God forbid, something would happen to your wife?
Right.
Then would you want to step forward and be president, or would the vice president be president?
I'd step aside. I wouldn't have to do anything to do with that. I wouldn't have anything to do with that. I'd step aside. If Libby Dole, if something happened, she had to go elsewhere. But I got news for you. If she's elected president, she'll be president for as long as she can be, because she'll never die, just like me. I'll never die. I've been around for a million years, and I'll be around for a million. I've been back there when we oozed out of the primordial ooze. I'll tell you right now. I remember Bob Dole. I was a fish on the bank, and all of a sudden I sprouted legs.
Wow.
And I walked around and I said to myself, I've got legs and I want to find another fish with legs. And I looked over and there was Elizabeth. She said to me, you're just out of the ocean too. And I said, yes, and I'd like to marry you. We got married back then and there. And then we turned into dinosaurs and we walked the earth. And then there was the big comet that came down. All the other creatures were extinct except for Bob and Elizabeth. We persevered and we went on millions of years ago. The Doles roamed the earth lonely until all the vegetation came back. And then we became the Doles, ruling all the other creatures. And then we sprouted legs and we became to walk upright. It was an incredible time. And then when Elizabeth one day was playing with rocks out in the backyard near our cave and discovered fire. And I'll tell you right now,
she did that.
That was a mighty special day. And then I said, that's incredible. You know something? We kill this meat and we eat it raw. I think we can cook it. Then we had some nice steak dinners.
Mm.
And after that, I said, boy, Elizabeth, you should serve steak at all your campaign rallies. Someday you'll be president of the United States.
You said that to how many thousands of years ago?
That's millions of years ago. Thousands, millions. They all run together right now.
Sure.
I'll never forget the first time I discovered that you could kill an animal, eat its meat, and then carve the skin and wear clothing. Before that, Elizabeth and I were running around naked. We thought it was a step up because we could walk upright instead of crawling out like the reptiles did when the fish sprouted their legs. But I'm real excited about the United States of America. That's our home now. We've lived all over the world. We lived with the dinosaurs. We lived with Cro-Magnon Man. We've been around. But now Elizabeth Dole will be president, and I will be her lovely first lady. And that's why I'm wearing this powder blue pantsuit for you today.
So if she wins the election,
yes,
she'd be able to serve more than two terms, right?
I suppose so, because she's a good woman. She'd be able to serve 400 terms. She could be around forever. That's what I'll be around forever. Bob Dole. People will remember a futuristic thing. You like that Star Trek show?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Star Trek show right now. Bob Dole will be around long after that. Wow. 2010, 20, 30, 3,000, 4,000, until that giant comet comes like in Armageddon and comes and blows up the whole world. I'll tell you right now, Bob Dole will survive that too. Nuclear war, doesn't matter. Bob Dole will be there. I'm like a cockroach. My head will raise up. I've been around longer than the cockroach.
Wow.
I was longer. I was back there when everything was created. God created Earth, and right next door, he created Bob and Elizabeth Dole. We're very excited.
Last question for you, Bob Dole.
Fire away.
Y2K.
Y2K, nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about?
You know, when you've been around for as many things as I have, the deaths of civilization, the extinction of the dinosaurs, I'll tell you right now, we're all whining about Y2K. People are whining in this country because they don't have anything else to whine about. They shouldn't be whining about Y2K. They should be whining about Elizabeth D. And that D stands for Dole. That's what you should worry about, the future of this country. And a president ought to have his genitals dipped in acid. That's the way I look at that. My name's not Bob Dole, First Lady of the United States of America. God bless you and God bless your family.
You don't have to wear a dress.
I'm wearing a dress right now because I want to feel comfortable in the role. I don't want Elizabeth to be over there with heads of state and feeling all uncomfortable while I'm sitting down there in a Brooks Brothers suit with all the other first ladies.
Now, is she going to wear like a Paula Poundstone outfit when she's elected president?
You're darn tootin', she'll be wearing a full business suit and tie with a vest. I told her that's the way to do it. In a man's world, it's a man's world we live in right now, and you ought to put on the business suit. Don't be like that Margaret Thatcher with your big bouffant hairdo. What you want to do is slip yourself into a man's suit, a two-piece with a narrow tie. Bob Dole will be right next to you in a peach-colored chiffon evening gown at the inaugural. I'll dance with all the boys.
Oh.
And I'll say, thanks for electing Libby president of the United States of America. Salute. People will respect me for it, too. Why change everything? Change ain't good, boys.
Well, you would know.
I know that. Change. We ought to keep things the way they were. The way they were back when the United States of America was a great country. Back when we were all riding around with horses. None of this iron horse stuff, you know, with the wheel and industry and all that good stuff. Or industry, whatever way it's pronounced.
Weren't you around when they invented the wheel?
The only good invention. I invented the wheel.
Oh, you invented the wheel.
If you remember, check your Bob Dole history. It's right here in my bio. Check my bio.
My bio
here says, Elizabeth Dole discovered fire and Bob invented the wheel. But I'll tell you something, riding horses, there's nothing quite like it. Bareback, back when I was out there with the Sioux.
Really?
On the Great American Plains. I knew all of them. As a matter of fact, I knew your namesake, Geronimo, close personal friend of mine. But the real guy, you know, the Indian.
Right.
I knew them all, Sitting Bull, Geronimo. They all said, ooh, come into our teepee. I said, why? Because your name's Bob Dole. Someday you'll be first lady.
Okay, well, we're going to play low-budget Jeff Hardy now. We'll take the first two callers.
I love games. That's why I'm handing out all this Viagra.
1-800-636-1067. The telephone number. First two callers get to play the game with us right now.
Viagra's the finest product since I discovered penicillin.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, you got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd. Going wild for this young Cinderella who's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect. Don't you think? He's got a beautiful basketball. That's, he got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8-iron. This crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper, now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Bob Dole. Find me the day I invented music. I knew them all, you know, Beethoven, Mozart, all the biggies. They all party with Bob Dole. And we brought their music over to America on the Nina and the Santa Maria. Liddy was on the Pinta. I was on the Santa Maria, and we said, hey, Christopher Columbus, discover the United States of America. Way to go, Bob Dole.
Bob, one last question about your wife, the next president of the United States.
This has a South American feel to it. Oh, hey, Shirley, I got Viagra, my little blue pill.
Bob.
Now.
Liddy. And that was it. Liddy or Libby?
Liddy. L-I-D-D-Y, Liddy Dole. She'll be the next president of the United States. And remember, Bob Dole will be first lady.
You mentioned that her eyebrows and stuff look like they're drawn on.
Yeah, it's a drawn-on eyebrow, Dave.
are they drawn on fresh, or has she had that treatment, you know, where a woman can actually get surgery?
She's had a tattoo. I said, why bother with all that? You know, back in the days, we were sitting there, we're over in Asia, talking to Buddha. And Libby looked at me and I said, why don't you get some tattoos like some of those islanders put on? She tattooed her eyebrows. She said, they'll always look perfect. Look closely. She never looks any different. Always has them drawn on. They look great. A nice tattoo. We learned that from people in the South Pacific back before we invented fire. It was a fantastic time. Ever tell you about the time I hung out with Cleopatra? The good lady. I said, don't let that snake bite you. She did it anyway. We moved on to great things. At the time, I broke up the fight between Ulysses S. Grant and Stonewall Jackson. Yeah, they didn't care for each other at all. But I said, I'm Bob Dole. Don't fight. Love.
Someday he'll be first lady.
Someday I will. Powder blue suit. Looking forward to it.
Bob, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
My pleasure. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our challenger. Do we do the challenger first or the champion first?
Challenger first.
Oh, dear. I'm having a cranial cramp. Entering the studio from Chico, California. Let's say hi to a guy that works at Saks, Ryan Ashby.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Balding.
I'm going to tell you about the time we had sacks of rocks, and that's how we fought each other. Big sacks of rocks made out of animal pelts. You throw them at each other, hit the guy in the head, and that's how you'd win. You go over to the other tribe, and you be king. Now in the studio is our returning champion. His four-day winning total, $222. He wins today. He goes to the Tournament of Champions, which we've never national security investigator from Eldersburg. Let's say hi to Scott Kolakowski.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, fantastic.
Scott, true pressure now being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion for the Tournament of Champions that, as Bob said, will never happen.
Never happen, no, not a million years, but I'll be here if it does.
How has it changed your life being a four-time winner?
Well, it looked like it was going to be a Walmart Christmas, but with all this money I won, I was able to upgrade to Target.
Ah, Target, way to go. Fantastic. Enjoy yourself. Now in the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Ryan and Scott. Be sure not to screw up. Or I'll throw you back into the primordial ooze. Say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Dinosaur, I mean caveman, I mean pioneer, I mean First Lady, Bob Dole.
I forgot about the pilgrims. Yeah, I was there for the first one. Big, big feast with turkeys and Indians.
Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing football ties. Super Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless we're playing the game. Then it's LQ Lord Quizmaster, and always call him our next First Lady.
Yes, that's right. First Lady Bob Dole. In the words of King Tut, we love you, Bob Dole.
Guys, here are your categories, and they are dead or alive.
Dead or alive. I'm still here. I'm alive.
New movies.
Wow, I love the cinema. Loved it when I invented it.
Guess the celebrity shoe size.
Shoes. That was another one of my brainstorms.
Capitals.
My idea.
By the numbers.
I invented all numbers. Roman numerals, they didn't come from the Romans. They didn't come from anybody but Bob Dole.
Excuse me, one more time. Dead or alive, new movies.
Yeah.
By the numbers, guess the celebrity shoe size, states and capitals. Ryan, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
State capitals, for one.
Beautiful. It is the capital of the great state of Kansas.
Topeka.
That was not in the form of a question.
Aww. Scott Kolakowski, it's your chance to steal.
What is Topeka?
$1 for you. Topeka, Kansas, back in the days when I used to ride with the Wild Bill Hickok. All right, Scott, you're in control.
States and capitals for two.
It's the capital of the great state of Arizona.
What is Phoenix?
Yeah, met a lot of Indians in Phoenix. Made pottery with them. The pottery's name was Bob Dole. Scott, you're in control.
Let's finish off states and capitals.
It's the capital of the great state of Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Tallahassee is correct.
I'm the first one that ever discovered a manatee. Big thing, looked like a hippo with webbed feet. I said, name it a manatee. Libby said, good idea. Someday you'll be my first lady. You're in control, Scott.
Let's try dead or alive.
And you can still look in the mirror and say that you're a man?
I'm a man. Doesn't matter. I'm secure with my masculinity. That's why I'm wearing this lovely powder blue smart outfit. I'm proud of this outfit, and I put a lot of time into it. You like the accessory? It's all costume jewelry. Scott, oh, lots of finger jewelry.
What did you... Hey, yeah, let me ask you one more thing before, sure. before you pick, Scott. All these things you mentioned, you've been around, you know, millions of years.
Millions of years since we all came out of the mud. It's a slicky, oozy mud. Looked like an oil slick, and we sprouted arms and legs.
How come your hand's all screwed up? How come you never get your hand fixed?
I can fix it any time I want. I'm immortal. Bob Dole, be around forever. I can make it, but it's good for politics. It'll make me a good first lady, too. Makes people feel good about me. Makes people feel sad. And they say, ooh, vote for Libby Dole, and Bob Dole will be first lady. Don't worry about that arm.
But that hand's fine?
The hand's fine, yeah. I can make it work any time. Watch this. This is just a secret between you and me.
Okay.
Look at that. Pick a winner. How about that? Hey, there you go. Don't say that to anybody else. That's a secret between Rob, Don, Buzz... And Bob Dole. Thank you, Scott. You're in control.
Are you the first man who ever picked his nose?
I'm the first man that ever picked his nose. I discovered there was stuff up there. Affected your breathing. I said, reach in there with your finger and pull it out. They were all amazed. All the guys sitting around the fire. We were roasting one of those saber-toothed tigers. They said, get it out of your nose. Look, you can breathe now. And I was a king to them for years and years. They gave me the first tooth of the saber-toothed tiger, and I used it as a drumstick.
You're not the first guy to ever eat a booger, are you?
Nah, I was the first one to do that, too. Lots of firsts from Bob Dole. I said, this doesn't taste as good as it should. We should use other food. For a while there, I thought it was my greatest invention. We could live off our boogers. Didn't work, though.
No.
Unfortunately.
Scott, go again, please.
Dead or alive, for one.
Okay, dead or alive. Alive. For one, Norman Fell.
What is dead?
Dead, yes. Yes, he is dead.
What a shame. Love the Ropers. All right, Scott, you're in control.
Dead or alive for two.
Buddy Hackett.
What is alive?
$2 for Scott. You're on a roll. You're a brainiac. He's the returning champion. He's doing a great job. Go again, Scott Kolakowski.
Let's finish dead or alive.
Virginia Graham.
What is dead?
Correct. correct.
$3 for you, Virginia Graham, queen for a day. I could be queen for a day when I'm first lady. I could be queen for 4 years of Libby Dole, President of the United States. You're in control now, Scotty.
Let's go to new movies for one.
Stars John Travolta.
What is Civil Action?
Yes.
$1, he's a brainiac. He's blazing a trail. There's smoke coming out of his head.
Too bad we're never going to have that tournament of champions.
Well, I'd love to do it. If you have it in a million years, though, I'll be the guest. Go ahead, Scott.
New movies for two.
Stars Gwyneth Paltrow.
What is Shakespeare in Love?
$2.
This guy's a goddamn buzzsaw. How you doing, Ryan?
Oh, I'm just waiting for him to screw up.
Well, fortunately, you screwed up by not putting it in the form of a question. You paid attention to the rules. You paid attention like a good American citizen. You'd be there right now. You'd be in the driver's seat. Be in the driver's seat like the time I invented the car with Henry Ford. All right, Scott, you're in control.
Let's finish out new movies for three.
Stars Bill Paxton.
What is Mighty Joe Young?
$3.
Pretty good.
Unbelievable. Now he moves on to another category. Why, Ryan Ashby, bringing it sacks. Sitting over there watching it, growing old.
I'm here.
All right, Scott.
Well, here's where we start screwing up. Let's go with By the Numbers for one.
By the Numbers. Number of NFL teams still left in the playoffs.
What is 8?
Correct again.
$1 for you, Scott. Did I ever tell you about the time I invented football? Back in the days, we used to use the heads of our enemies. Here we go. Scott, you're in control.
Oh, by the numbers for two.
Number of senators sworn in yesterday for the impeachment of Clinton.
What is 30?
Here we go. We found his Achilles heel. And I knew Achilles, and I knew his heel. Ryan, you're in control.
What is 100?
On the board, Ryan.
$2 for Ryan. You had an opportunity and you went with it. Now, Ryan, you're in control.
By the numbers for three, Alex.
By the time a child reaches the age of 13, number of murders he or she will have seen on TV.
Oh, God. What is 280?
I'm sorry, it's too late, and it's your opportunity to steal, Scott.
What is 200?
No.
Guys, 2,000.
Mm. 2,500. Oh, 2,500. A great number, a great year. I was alive there, playing as a 13-year-old boy in Pompeii.
How many murders have you committed, Bob?
No, not murders. They're only legitimate warfare acts of brutality. It's necessary to further the cause of Bob and Libby Dole. All right, Ryan, you're in control.
Celebrity shoe size for one.
How many people have you killed in battle?
Oh, in battles. It goes back so long, it's hard to keep track. You talking about the Crusades included with them?
Yeah, everything. Crusades, I'm talking about when you fought the dinosaurs.
It'd be a lot easier if you just asked me what war did I kill the most people in.
Okay, what war did you kill the most people
back in? Back when I was a Viking. We raped and pillaged. We rode in a big boat, and Bob Dole wore a helmet with horns. And they feared the great Viking Bob Dole. Libby stayed home and tended to the fires, because she invented it, you know. Never far away from fire, Libby Dole. Like that woman. I killed most when I was a Viking. And I'd scalp them, too. I invented that, too.
What?
Scalp them. Take their hair. Scare the opponents. Scare them away. Dole. I carved my initials into them. BD. BD. Always BD. I'll tell you right now, Bob Dole's initials were feared in the Viking community as BD. Sure. And then they made me the first Viking. And after that, it was BFD, carved into all the initials of all my vanquished opponents. Bob Dole.
What was it like inside that Trojan horse?
It was very scary, but I'll tell you, nobody knew it was coming. They thought it was a gift, and then we popped the door open and said, have a little taste of this. Bob Dole! They were mighty scared. I invented the catapult, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to take big boulders, put it on a big thing, and fling them at people. Boy, were they scared of that.
Sure.
I invented the shotgun, too. Little pellets. All go out there. Tear your head off. Bob Dole.
Ryan, you are still in control.
Celebrity shoe size for one.
Celebrity shoe size. The last category on the board. The guess the celebrity shoe size. Famous director, Steven Spielberg.
What is 9.5?
No.
Sorry, Scott, it's your chance to steal.
Hit the wrong button there. Shouldn't be applause.
What is 8?
8, no, also in. Correct. Steven Spielberg, size 10.
Loved E.T. Phone home. Love that. Fantastic. Someday I'll see the aliens when we all get to meet them. Ryan, you're in control.
Celebrity shoe size for two.
Wesley Snipes.
What is 11.5?
That is correct.
$2 for Ryan. You got a total of 4. You can move on now with celebrity shoe size.
Celebrity shoe size for 3.
All right, the last question on the big board. Adam Sandler.
What is 9?
Again.
Unbelievable.
He's correct. Dumb luck pays out again.
That's a terrific finish. Way to go. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Way to go, Ryan. Way to go, Scott. You're both going to the second round.
All right, guys. Stay right there, please.
All right.
Hold on a second. Alrighty. Sit down and cross your legs. And Bob Dole.
Yes, we're going to another round, aren't we? Round.
Yes.
Makes me think of the wheel, which I invented. Don't forget that. The wheel.
And she invented fire.
She invented fire. I invented the wheel. Two most significant inventions of all time. And that was Bob and Libby Dole. We'll be president and first lady someday.
We will be right back.
You're all invited to come out to the big inauguration party.
Do we sleep in the Lincoln bedroom?
You sure can. Cool. I knew Lincoln. He was a light sleeper. Wake him up at the drop of a hat. I said, ooh, Bob Dole, tipping by my bedroom again. Sorry about that, Abe. Go back to sleep, Bob Dole.
Were you there that night he got popped?
Yeah, I was in the movie. It wasn't a movie. It was a play.
It wasn't.
I get them all. They all run together. Make a good movie, though, I suppose. Sure. Probably has been a movie. Bob Dole.
Don't you think he kind of looks like Lyle Lovett?
A little bit like Lyle Lovett. You can put a mole on his chin, put a big black beard on him, stovepipe hat. You have Lyle Lovett would be Abe Lincoln. I think that'd be a good choice.
I've read in history books, I'm paraphrasing now, but that Lincoln's wife was a real bitch, Mary Todd Lincoln?
Not true at all. Not true. Lovely
not true?
Woman. Yes,
really?
You've been totally maligned by history. Very nice. A little squirrely.
That's
a little crazy.
I mean.
A little eccentric, you know? Trying to dress up in those Paula Poundstone suits you were talking about earlier. Like to be a man, that Mary Todd Lincoln. But she was okay. Not mean. Not a mean bone in her body, Bob Dole.
Did you carve Mount Rushmore?
I carved Mount Rushmore with several of my fellas up there with a big old harness on. I said, come on now, let's make it look pretty. And someday up there we're going to add another face. It's going to be Libby Dole. Libby Dole. She'll be there with Bob Dole next to her. Little small picture of Bob Dole wearing a powder blue dress.
Ryan and Scott. Hello, boys.
Yeah, still here.
Fellas, good. Going to play Final Low Budget Jet Party right now where we physically force you both to bet it all. Don't forget answering the form of a question, and good luck, and here's your category. Mm. 5 years ago today.
Oh, that's a blink of an eye, 5 years. But that's foolish.
On January 8th.
Stop that foolishness.
1994. January 8th, 1994.
94.
This sappy...
Why did you just say this morning?
This sappy Mariah Carey tune was the number one song in America. 5 years ago today, January 8th, 1994, the sappy Mariah Carey tune was the number one song in America. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy receive the Book of Famous Inventions by Bob and Elizabeth Dole. In this book, we list all of our great inventions that you love so much. Some of the real biggies. You'll get fire, time, the wheel, and the toilet. And some you'd never guess. The Kleenex, pasta, cheese, and toenail slippers. When you get done, you'll say, thank you, Bob Dole. Thank you, Elizabeth Dole, for inventing language so we could thank you. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me language.
Yes, and the ability to speak.
Low Budget Jeopardy.
Boy, that was just grunts and kicking sounds.
Okay, let's go to Ryan first. Ryan.
Yes.
5 years ago today, this awful, sappy Mariah Carey song was the number one song in the U.S. of A.
I am speechless.
Sorry, that dropped you down to zero, Ryan, but hang in there. There'll be a parting gift for you.
Scott, five-time winner if you've got the right answer.
What is Hero?
That is correct.
Way to go. That means you're going to the Never Been Held Tournament of Champions. Scott Kolakowski, you're the big winner. Five in a row. What an incredible performance. Libby, and Libby Dole. Why'd you tell me that, Rob? Libby Dole. We're real excited about you. Congratulations, Scott Kolakowski.
Thank you. I'll be ready for the Tournament of Champions.
Well, keep waiting. It's never going to happen. Now, Scott, you get to keep the money that you've won. Unfortunately, a buzzsaw. We're done with you now. Ryan, you take these prizes. Don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. Here is Bob Dole. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Here's Bob Dole to tell you about your party gifts and your money. Bob Dole.
I'm excited.
You invented money, didn't you?
I invented money. All currency. All over the world. Bob Dole. Yeah, before that, we were just trading fur. All right, Scott. First of all, you doubled your score to $38. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $63. Added to your previous total, your grand walking total on Low Budget Jeopardy, one of the biggest ever, $285.
Okay, here I come.
But wait a minute, Ryan, we've got some parting gifts for you. All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right, don't be depressed, young man. You came up against a buzzsaw. I invented the saw, too. Both chain and the one that you just used with your hands. You've won a Joe Pesci CD titled Vincent
LaGuardia.
Joe Pesci.
Huh?
Joe Pesci.
Who's he? Movie actor?
Yeah.
All righty. You've won a Joe Pesci CD titled Vincent LaGuardia Gambini Sings Just For You. This CD is available on Columbia Records at stores near you. Congratulations. But wait.
There's more.
Here's another one of my great inventions, 3D. You want a total 3D home deluxe system from Rotterboom Software. Create floor plans. Decorate interiors. Shop over 20,000 premium home items and get a realistic budget. I invented the budget. As you design and decorate on all your PCs. All right, but wait.
There's more.
You wanted a container of mint snuff pouches. That is a foolish invention. I invented the real snuff. It's good stuff. But I'll tell you right now, they're the perfect alternative to chewing tobacco and cigarettes. I invented the cigarette. Pouches freshen your breath naturally with mint. We didn't have any of those pesky filters when I invented them either. Call 1-800-EAT-MINT. Congratulations, Ryan, and thanks for playing the game.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, Scott, you and your big brain get out of here now, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Take our money.
It was a lot of fun. And thank you.
Goodbye, fellas. Well, Bob Dole, until the inauguration, when I see you dancing in your formal gown with your wife, soon to be president.
Liddy Dole. I'd like to remind everyone, 2 years down the road, when you go into that election booth, you make sure you pull that lever that says Liddy Dole. Remember, Bob Dole will be first lady. I'll look forward to that. I invented voting.
Always remember and never forget, Bob, that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Boron Incorporated and is distributed King World. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Check out my mission.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Give me a soda with some ice in it. Evan, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Evan, come on.
All right.
But you were writing a letter.
No, Mama.
You were writing to tell them to take me away.
I don't want them to take you away.
Yes, you do.
Owen loves his Mama.
Owen loves his Mama. Hurry up with that soda.
Coming, Mama.
Coming, Mama. Show me the deck, you moron. You're too damn slow.
Sorry, Mama.
I'm sorry, Mama. Why didn't you get me the salted nuts?
The salted ones are no good for you.
The unsalted ones make me choke.
Mama.
You clumsy poop. What'd you do that for? Come on, move it, lard ass. Pick up every piece.
The Don and Mike Show. Geronimo and O'Mara on the Zoom.
Our general manager, who we would never wish happy birthday to,
right,
does have a young son.
Yes.
And I imagine that Douglas, wants the typical gifts. That, how old is Douglas now? Three or four, something like that?
He's four years old, yeah. I believe. Four or five.
Probably wants a choo-choo train. Mm-hmm. Probably love one of those Furbies we're giving away.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's so many wonderful things for kids, and they all start talking about them this time of year.
Well, we were talking about some of the things that we imagine Ken would get his son
right.
for Christmas. Some of the things that we came up with were Mercury. Yeah. Happy birthday, son. Here's some Mercury for you.
Make sure you keep it in the bottle.
Also, Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware.
We figured that Ken would
One piece of Tupperware. Ken, let's not go hog wild here.
Ken, excuse me.
Right.
Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, use your imagination.
Yeah. Use your imagination, and you can use this to pick up those things on the floor. It's a practical gift.
Also, don't forget plastic knives and forks.
That's right. And then, of course, when he gets older, he'll be able to use the real knife and fork that his parents share. You could get, and of course, I think Ken's getting him a set of 10 hangers.
Wire hangers?
Yeah, wire hangers. Uh-huh. Not the plastic guy. What do you think? He's going to go nuts.
Of course, as I mentioned the last couple of days, bottle of aspirin. Nice bottle of Bayer aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
Some charcoal briquettes.
Yeah, briquettes that Kingsford.
Yes, thanks.
Just to keep handy there. That's the, you know, not just one piece of coal. That's antiquated.
And also some switches. Some good old-fashioned switches.
A switch. It'd be wonderful for him. A napkin.
For young Douglas Stevens.
Paper napkin. Uh-huh. One. Not, you know, that he got from a restaurant.
And then Ken could probably swipe him some good gifts from the radio station, like a Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas. It's a box of index cards. Just the type you like, Doug. Look at that. 3x5.
And what young man doesn't want his own set of staples? I hope you enjoy those. They're sharp.
Now, if you're a good boy, Next year, Santa will bring you a stapler. But this year, Doug, please enjoy your 300 staples.
And you can look at them for the better part of the year and thinking that maybe, just maybe, you'll get your own stapler. And then, of course, it won't happen. Because that's company property.
That's Ken Stevens, everybody.
A Ken Stevens Christmas.
Not to be confused with the general manager that everybody's so concerned about in Greenville who's having a birthday or something.
All those wonderful Christmas items from the mind of Ken.
Well, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, are Don and Mike on in Dallas anymore?
No.
They're not?
No.
Thanks.
No. No, they're not. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, don't forget the can of lighter fluid and a pack of matches.
Ah, yes, of course.
Maybe when Douglas is a little older.
Yeah.
Right now, I believe the most dangerous gift that Douglas gets from Ken, as we mentioned, was a Mercury.
That's right.
You know. And if you're a very good boy, Douglas, next year, Daddy will get you the lawn darts.
Remember those jarts?
Jarts.
Oh! Most dangerous product ever made.
Yep. Things that the government finally banned because they're huge metal darts that kids... Here was the object. You had like a plastic circle.
Right.
And you would put it on the, like a little mini hula hoop.
That would be your target.
You put it on the ground in front of you.
Right.
Then you take a metal dart, and not a small dart.
Huge, like 4 inches long with a razor sharp edge, a razor sharp point.
Right. They had these when we were kids. You throw it up in the ground.
High as you can.
And you would run away. Because the object was, when it came down, it was supposed to come down in the middle of the plastic hula hoop that you set on the ground.
And they had to discontinue it when a few of them went straight into people's heads.
Ouch. Hey, we used to have jarts when I was a kid. We used to love playing with them.
I remember so many of my neighbors that had jarts. And, you know, when kids are unsupervised, that game goes from being, let's hit the target, to let's see how high in the air we can throw it.
Yeah, right. And now Doug Stevens will be able to enjoy the family fun of jarts.
Yeah, they can get to like a flea market.
Hello, Doug. Hello. Mike Show.
They couldn't buy them in a store now.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I'm very, very sick.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, Paige. Is this Dodd's dog Bradley Collie?
What about your fingernails?
My fingernails grow really long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Yeah, he's got the mage, but not the energy when mage would get excited, like, who the hell you are?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good. Actually, I'm coming to the show tonight. But I would like to see if you could possibly hook me up with another woman.
A lesbian thing?
Sure. So you're looking for a date to bring to the show tonight?
I'm sorry?
Do you want a woman who's already at the show?
Yes.
Best way to do this, be enter the underwear fashion show. Miss Ella will be in that. She always enjoys getting the ball rolling on that.
Well, listen, just come up to the stage when we're doing our first break and identify yourself. And
yeah, you'd be the first one we could talk to.
You know, we'll take a look at you.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I would say Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour, really?
I have real long brown hair. And actually, I've come to one of your things, and when you had the beach party, there in the lobby, when you set up the little beach in the lobby.
Oh, that was another time that Ken Stevens screwed us. We were supposed to be able to go to Daytona Beach to do a show for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, Ken Stevens says, listen, I just realized that you want to, like, fly down there. You know, he thought we'd drive down or something.
Like this revelation that we were going to take a bus down there.
So he says, you can't go to Daytona Beach to do the spring break show, even though we've been promoting it on the air, like, for a month. So I had him bring in 6 tons of sand.
That's okay, Ken. We won't fly to Daytona. But you see how you like about 10 tons of sand in your lobby.
So we did it in the lobby, and it just really sucked because it was February, and we had, like, 6 tons of sand in the lobby, and it was a good idea that never quite happened.
It sounded so much better than it actually was, but then once we got all the sand in the lobby, we realized, you know, we're not in Florida.
We had a great time playing Twister.
Yeah, Twister was fun.
Right? We did have a bunch of girls in bikinis.
That was me.
Oh, and you were one of those girls, huh?
Yeah, I was the one who did the kissing over the intern with the other girl.
Oh, well then, listen, please, tonight at the Las Vegas Style Show, you know, just push your way to the front of the stage, identify yourself, and we'll bring you up on stage, and we'll just see what happens.
Okay, is a bikini required?
We'll get you with a lady. That would be nice.
Well, it's kind of like the underwear fashion show, so bikini underwear is, you know.
Okay, but is the bikini required?
Yes, I'm ordering you to wear a bikini. So wear a bikini tonight.
Okay,
bye-bye. She wanted that, didn't she, Don?
Yeah.
She wanted you to command her to wear a bikini.
Some girls just need to be ordered.
And don't let Joe shave you.
And some girls, Mike, just don't listen.
Just don't get it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Get it.
That's right.
That's what OJ says.
Oh, God. Listen, she wouldn't listen, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I got an idea.
Had to give her what fur? Like on that Andy of Mayberry.
Oh. Yeah, the politically correct Andy of Mayberry show.
Hello.
Yes. How about some lead-based paint for little Doug Stevens there?
Lead-based paint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A can of paint. I don't think it has to be lead-based, but a can of white paint. Off-white house paint would be a wonderful gift.
But you could pick up at the Sears that smells like vomit.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
I almost wrecked when you brought up lawn jarts. I think lawn jarts give the best childhood memories ever. My neighbor got one stuck in his eye when we were a kid.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Not only that, and then I had another neighbor. We played next to the neighbor on the other side. We played next to their pool. They had one of those above-ground pools.
Yeah.
Whoops, right to the bottom, poked a hole right in it. I mean, there are so many things we did with lawn jarts. Thank God the government banned them, or I might not be here today.
Were they able to save the kid's eye?
Yeah, they did, believe it or
good,
not.
He's, good, all right.
His sister went running in, and mom, and...
Every kid...
I like that one about the pool. Yeah. I've never heard about the side of the pool starts emptying out.
Every kid used to have lawn jarts.
Lawn jarts were very, very... And you'd play them on the front lawn.
Yeah.
And so you'd see them all over the place.
And it would be like a family game. Like on 4th of July, you have a big picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the box. It came in just a cardboard box.
Kind of like about 4 inches deep.
Right. And you'd open it up, and there they'd be displayed in there. You know, these four impaling rockets.
They were like, exactly like the darts you would play downstairs into the cork dartboard, but they would be times 100. They would be huge.
Yeah, it's like Land of the Giants darts. I mean, these things were gigantic. And for a little kid, they were very heavy. It was very tough.
Very weighted so that they would go straight down with no angle of entry.
It was like throwing a bowling ball in the air. It really was. Yeah. A bowling ball that had a big metal tip on the end of it.
And if you threw them straight up in the air, when they were coming down, the velocity that they reached, they weren't stopping for anything. And I include bone in that.
How many times would you throw it up in the air and you'd start laughing with your friends and you look up and then you go, ah!
Whoa! And you move. I remember doing that. I never had them, but I remember playing with somebody that did. And I remember one of those moves where I was like, whoa! Watch it. You know, it landed down by your foot. You know, if you couldn't pick your foot up, you knew there was a jarred in it.
Hey, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Shello?
Yes, I wanted to tell you that I had a Hank Hill sighting today.
Hank Hill? The cartoon man?
Yeah.
Really?
He's at a doctor's office today. And his name is Hank Hill.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We got something for you.
Would you say that again, please?
I said we had a Hank Hill sighting today.
Really? Explain that, please.
He was in a doctor's office today.
What do you mean?
Just explain it a little bit more.
I'm nervous. I'm on the radio.
That's okay. Now, because now that you're on the radio, we want you to tell the whole thing and explain how you saw Hank Hill.
Well, I work in a doctor's office, and he signed in, and his name was Hank Hill. And you know what really makes it strange? His wife's name was Peggy. Hello?
Hey. Desired result.
The hello is the best part.
Why should we do all the work explaining?
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, I love those crickets. Hello, we're doing great, thank you. Countdown to Las Vegas Style Show.
Hey, when are you guys coming to Austin again?
Like 4 hours now. Countdown to Las Vegas Style Show. You know, there'd be a good chance. You'd probably tell your friends in Austin, Texas. Once we break our deal with Westwood One, that's one of the markets we'd like to get back to.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're looking really forward to hearing you guys, man. We really missed you.
Well, miss you too, sir.
We're looking forward to getting back on there. It's the only place in the country you can get jarts.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Is there any way to speak to Don and Mike?
No, absolutely not. They're much too pompous. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Am I going to be fighting through a bunch of guys to see the stage tonight, or is it going to be like on risers, or is it going to be a bunch of sweaty men there?
We actually, the stage setup is when you get about 2,000 people in there, the stage goes down about 8 feet. So if you're in the back row, you won't see anything.
And there's always sweaty guys at our shows. Always sweaty guys.
Yeah. Always sweaty guys. I'm sure it's going to be a man fest. Mm-hmm. Sausage everywhere. But I want to see that cigar buried. I don't know if I'll be able to catch a peek of that.
Are you there yet?
No, I'm not there yet. Oh, I'm going to be there, though.
Okay, leave now.
How hard is it going to be to get in there? Is it going to be packed?
It's usually packed, so you could actually walk on top of the people because they're shoulder to shoulder.
Good God. 8 o'clock?
Good God. Yeah. Good God, man.
Is it hopeless?
Not hopeless if you got there about an hour and a half ago.
Oh. Jeez, I'm sunk.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I guess you won't be able to make it. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Too bad.
Sometimes we got to weed out the undesirables.
Certain guys just have that way about them where you want to give them all the misinformation you possibly can.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
And he was a real smart guy, too.
Yeah.
Hey, lots of sausages there. Lots of guys, sweaty guys. Come on, what do I have to do? I'm special. I'm better than all of them.
Yeah, we're doing the show underwater, sir.
Hello.
Hi. I'm going to tell you about the greatest movie ever, Viva Knievel.
I haven't seen it. I've seen it on cable, and I wanted to watch it.
I've seen the title on HBO before.
I got stuck watching it the other night. Frank Gifford is in it.
Really? Does he play Frank Gifford?
He plays, well, what else would he play?
Have you ever gone so far as to get the information on it when they say Evel Knievel chases a bunch of bad guys, I believe, into Mexico?
That's it.
And he's down in Mexico, and they try to sabotage him?
With Lauren Hutton.
Right.
1979, mm-hmm. And... the guy from Earthquake, who was the guy who worked at the cash register in the food store and eventually was in the National Guard and went crazy.
That is too obscure a reference.
That is so obscure, but he was in it, too. He was one of Evil's partners.
Viva Knievel.
All right, sir. We'll put it on the list of Christmas gifts for Douglas Stevens.
Do it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Danny got you a videotape this year.
Viva Knievel, and it's Betamax.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, I just wanted to let you guys know how lucky you are to have a gal like Christine Kerner.
Oh, there's another member of the Christine Kerner Beach Towel Club, yeah. But listen to that.
No, prompting with the applause there. We all applauded.
How do you know how gorgeous Christine is?
I've seen her on a couple of websites.
You've seen her on a couple of websites?
You've seen her. How do you know that's not like Terry Hatcher, where they put Terry Hatcher's head on someone else's body?
Well, I don't. You know, except that I know what Terry Hatcher looks like.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the nude photos of Christine?
That I haven't, no. But she is just drop-dead delicious.
Have you had the pleasure of speaking to her on the telephone?
Yes, I have.
And she hang up on you all the time?
Huh?
She hang up on you all the time?
Most of the time, yeah.
Mike, she's drop-dead delicious.
She's drop-dead delicious. God. We concur with Kerner.
I don't know. To sniff the bicycle seat. Or
tell me something. Hold on, you pervert. Tell me something. Have you ever...
anything.
Have you ever pleasured yourself while thinking of our very pristine Christine Kerner? Have you ever?
Honestly, I mean, 1,000% honest, no. I haven't.
All right. Well, you were honest. Yeah. All right. But we've certainly planted that seed now, haven't we?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Oh, Jesus. She's delicious.
Okay. All right.
The drum shall set you free.
She's delicious. Okay, thank you, sir.
Listen, you guys are the radio gods. I listen to you every freaking night, and you guys are fantastic.
Thank you. Okay, goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
I think we've just given you a homework assignment. We'll see you later.
Oh, you got it.
All right. Bye.
Drop dead delicious call.
Goodbye.
Yuck.
You. Gross.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't gonna happen.
The Don and Mike Show. They don't trust the Germans, and neither should you. Don and Mike.
Christine tells me that there's a guy from South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota, yeah.
And she has no friggin' idea what he's trying to talk about.
That's always interesting.
She said it's some guy that, as far as she can tell, runs some kind of a mink farm.
Oh. Mink farms in South Dakota, right. Yeah.
And she said he talks just like Fargo. Hello?
Hello.
So now here we are. Yeah.
Yeah, are you the mink farmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you listening to us in South Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah, what station you listen on there?
KKMA.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you wanted to call us for what? Yeah.
Oh, for KKMA.
Oh, my name's Max.
Yeah, Max.
Congratulations. That's a fine name, Max.
Yeah.
Heck of a name.
Heck of a name. Good name.
Hell of a name.
Oh, for name.
Yeah, you guys talk about the internet a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the internet.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
For Poontang.
Is that interesting to you?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, for Naked Dr. Laura.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like I was telling you, the internet.
You betcha. Yeah.
I heard a lot about it.
Oh, for WWW.
Oh, for porn.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so you're talking about the internet, are you?
Am I on the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You betcha, yeah.
Yeah, does that help you? Yeah.
Is that making you feel good? Yeah.
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 So, what can we do you for?
Oh, well.
Why'd you call there, Max? I know you told the blonde lady, Max.
I've been hearing about this thing on the internet that some guys broke in to a mink farm and...
Yeah, I know you were telling them...
Alaska.
Telling the blonde lady about that there, yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. They freed all the minks, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not all of them.
No, there are probably some still in the cage.
They got shot at, you know.
Yeah.
Bullets went up there.
Yeah. Why are you so concerned about that there, Max?
Oh, not really too concerned about it.
All for minks.
Oh. All for the people.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with your phone call there, Max. Yeah.
How about the little guy there?
The little guy?
The funny looking one.
We got lots of little guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts of them.
Go Bears.
Chopska, the sore.
Yeah.
Does that help you?
Yeah.
He was like the Marlboro man. He smoked the Marlboros.
The little fella.
No.
The big fella then.
Oh, the big fella? No, he don't drink, he don't smoke, he don't do nothing.
Yeah. So listen, Max.
Yeah.
Why'd you call there? Why'd you call the show there?
Well... A lot of people around here ain't got the internet.
Ain't got the internet,
then. Radios, though.
So you called to say a lot of people don't have the internet?
Well, no.
No?
I just thought that, you know, instead of shooting at them, you're around them and not hitting them. I'm just saying, you know.
Shooting at them? Adam who?
Shooting at them.
Shooting at them who? Adam who? Adam Sandler? One Adam 12, Adam and Eve,
Adam on.
Yeah.
I got two ahead of you there, Mike.
Oh, we're playing the Adam game, talking like Fargo.
Adam Cartwright.
Adam Oates, Adam Graves.
I'm still one ahead of you, I think, though. You made a nice comeback there, though.
Adam Clayton Powell.
Atom and?
No, I had Adam and.
No. Mm. I meant the cartoon guy there.
Oh, that wouldn't be Adam then.
The little feller.
I ain't going to allow you to cheat. No, that's Adam. A.D. We're doing the A.D. Adam. That'd be atomic bomb then, if you want to go that way. Atomic bomb right in your crotch.
We can't be on the air, can we?
Oh, for Sting.
Oh, what?
We can't be on the air, can we?
Oh, we're definitely on the air there. I'd be oh so mad if you turned your radio up, though.
Huh?
Yeah.
So what about your fee? What about your fee?
My fee?
We haven't talked about your fee.
Oh.
Heck of a deal.
They don't stink. I got galoshes on.
No. He said your fee, not your feet.
Not your feet.
Oh.
Do you like night crawlers? Do you like night crawlers there?
Oh, I love them.
What do you do with them?
Watch them.
Now listen. You normally don't say this. But I'll let you have the sealant for only $500.
Oh. You're ripping me off here.
No, here.
I seem to get a response. You're ripping me off here. Now he's turning his radio on.
Oh, Mr. Gunderson, you're a bold-faced liar. That's what you are.
That's it.
That's the scene where he's buying the car.
That's a great scene. The guy gets all angry.
Mutter, give me my checkbook.
What?
F you, Mr. Gunderson. I just want the effing car.
Now, this is my deal here. This is my deal here.
What deal?
I'm not going to muck it up.
I'll fax you over those numbers. Right. I'll have the secretary send the numbers right over to you there.
Okay.
I'm trying to work with you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Are you really from South Dakota?
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Don't have one.
What was that in the background?
That was my boy.
Your boy. Oh, it's getting scary now.
Do you mean your son? Do you mean your lover? Do you mean the guy that's tied up in your root cellar?
No, that's my son.
Your son.
You have a son?
Right.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, for shame. Okay, thank you.
What did you want to talk to us about?
Well, that was my son that was talking.
That was your son talking?
Right.
Oh, now you're talking.
Right.
What's your son's name?
Max.
And now you're the father getting on the line?
Yeah, he just gave the phone to me.
What's the deal with Max?
Oh, nothing. He just wanted to call and tell you that the radio station was putting on your show all the way through.
Is Max slow? Slow in the head?
No.
No?
Max ever run into a parked car?
No.
You know, he said he was, excuse me, calling to talk something about Minx.
And the internet.
Right.
Do you have any idea?
Yeah, there was a deal on the internet about some people breaking in and...
A heck of a deal.
And they shot over his head, over their head and scared him away.
Right.
And then he put on the internet that the next time they come, he wasn't going to shoot over their head anymore.
Yeah.
That's him, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Boy. See you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, for apple doesn't fall from whatever it is.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree there.
Yeah.
I'd like to assuage you on that, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deal. Heck of a deal.
Heck of a deal. Good deal.
Hello.
Hi, is this Donna Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Lori calling from Chaska, eh?
Chaska, yeah. The Sewer, go Bears.
Not the Sewer, no, from Chaska. I grew up there.
Oh, right near White Bear Lake.
No, White Bear Lake is north of Chaska.
Well, I said right near White Bear Lake.
Right.
Yeah. Now, are you just doing the fake accent, or are you really from there?
No, I'm really from... Well, I live in Virginia now, but I grew up in Chaska, don't you know? It's really a real town.
Why do they call it the Sewer?
I don't know.
Oh, good answer.
Okay, thank you.
I've never been there.
Well, you know, they call Sioux City, Sewer City, in Iowa, they call that Sewer City because apparently there's a bunch of sewer treatment plants there, and the city smells like Joe's feet, I guess, all the time.
I don't know, and I've never been to the Sewer, don't you know?
Yeah, okay. Thank
anyway,
you, Dan.
Love the show, and go Pack, go.
Yeah.
Thanks for your I don't knows.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Brad, calling from South Dakota.
Yeah, Brad.
Hey, that guy earlier, he's a freak. He's giving us a bad rap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guard, buddy.
Yeah, for defend the state.
Oh,
yeah, he was giving you a bum rap.
Yeah, all for pride.
Yeah, two words.
All for South Dakota pride.
Illicit drugs with that guy.
Yeah, well, go up and help him find his baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All for Mary.
All for Mary, all for hair, Joe.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who is this?
All for stupid. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I answer the phone, Don and Mike Show. We're laughing, and the guy goes, who is this?
Yeah, well, that's it takes so many to listen to this show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Dennis is going to be at your show tomorrow night.
Dennis Murphy? Yes, he'll be at the Las Vegas Style Show.
All right, so I got to put a face on that picture.
That's a lovely face on a lovely picture.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Enjoy.
Take care.
All for Murphy.
All for Mona Lisa.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Those Halloween spooks are scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Sure. All right. Hey, guys.
All for radio up too loud there.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going great, thanks.
Good. Hey, Rudy Marsky is the Budweiser lizard. I'm convinced of it.
Rudy Marsky, the Budweiser, all for theory.
Oh, yes.
All for Rudy theory.
All for Rudy and the lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Can't convince me otherwise. He is the lizard.
All for subtlety.
All for silence.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, I want to get out with Big Hell Yeah for Sewer City.
You calling from Sewer City?
Sewer City.
Sewer City.
The Boiled Blood.
Oh, that's right. The rendering plants are there.
Oh, that. No, it's not a rendering plant.
No, that was in Salt Lake City, Mike, where they had the rendering plant that was by the golf course.
Yeah, slaughter. Yeah, I bet. You know what?
I think you're right. It's slaughterhouses.
Slaughterhouses.
Our fence will compete with that and beat it.
No, I was saying it's slaughterhouses in Sioux City, right?
And what this guy's saying is that he would put...
A lot of Mexicans working in them, too.
Oh, come on. This guy, I believe he was saying that he would put the smell of Sioux City against the smell of Salt Lake City. All for city pride.
Oh, city pride, which is the stinkiest?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, did you guys finish with the name game? You didn't say Adam Chandler.
Do you mean Adam Sandler?
No, Adam Chandler from All My Children. I thought you guys were Adam...
Adam Sandler! Oh, I stand corrected, lady. I stand corrected.
I think we dub her King of the Adams based
you
on that
are
one.
Queen, yeah.
Please, Queen of the
Adams. All right, you're Queen of the Adams there.
That's right.
Oh, we should have had that one. You know, we stopped playing that game halfway through. We had to come up with that.
Yeah, I know.
But I'll give that to you there, Queen of the Adams.
Queen of the Adams, you know.
Queen of the Adams apples there.
Oh, for strong.
Oh, I should have had that Adams apple. I should have had that one.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
All for too little, too late. All right, thank you there. Queen of the Adams.
All for boiled vomit.
Right here, it's a marvelous wheel.
Be right back.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.